Blog Talk Radio.
Our friendship is not going well, Kay.
I see that.
Actually, things have gotten worse. I'm gonna have to do something.
Didn't say to be quiet during the
interview. I'm moving on. See, we're all being, here we go. Here we go. All of us are being removed.
Want to know what men think? Ask a man. Want relationship advice? Ask a man. Want to get a step up in the game? Ask a woman. Just kidding. Ask a man. Welcome to, you guessed it, Ask a Man with your hosts, Tish and Kay from your favorite pharmacist channel, and Steve the Dean Williams from the Man Mindset. If you're looking for chicken soup or a show to tell you that, oh, you're special, please go two doors down and to the right. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373.
All right, we're here, Ask a Man Show. What's up,
hey,
lady? What's up,
hey,
lady?
Hey. That's my love pump.
Why is that a love pump?
That's a weak-ass pump.
I mean, she ain't even put no hips in that shit. Why is that a love pump?
What's more love than these guys are obviously getting? So what's your point?
Hey,
guys.
Already.
You. I'm talking about you guys.
Ladies, please introduce.
Why am I hearing an echo?
I don't know. Is it me?
It's probably me.
All right. Can y'all ladies please introduce yourselves, please?
Start from the bottom. Now we're here. I'm okay.
Oh, me first? Oh, hey, I'm Kay. How y'all doing?
Okay, my name is Tish. We are formerly from the Your Favorite Pharmacist channel, but now we are in between names. But either way, we talk about relationships, and we are here to help ladies land that man in marriage. So Kay is definitely a veteran. She knows how to get to the mountaintop and stay there. I have been there a couple of times, but I am ready to make it to the mountaintop and stay there as well. So that's where we are, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Help ladies.
Still hearing the echo.
Is it an echo when I'm talking or when that one over there is talking?
Are you hearing it, Steve?
No, I don't hear it.
Okay, so anyway.
I only hear it when she's talking.
Oh, see, I don't hear an echo, though. I don't.
Okay.
I hear you perfectly. I don't hear any echo, so.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so T, you have this topic. You are the one that came up with it. I agree with the topic, but let's what's your thought process of creating the topic that you came up with?
So how good it is to be a woman and not to have to worry about where is our next meal coming from, as in our sex meal. So, yeah,
What is a sex meal? What's a sex meal?
As in finding a man, someone, you know, like y'all guys, y'all have to really – seem like y'all are very stressed if y'all gonna get it or not. Y'all seem very stressed. But women, I think we have a natural gift, and we don't have to worry about that. We're blessed. And it seems like y'all men are hating on that. You don't believe that, Kay? You don't think we're blessed? You don't have to worry about scratching up sex like these guys are doing.
We don't have to worry about what?
Scratching up sex.
Finding sex. Yeah.
Well, definitely, we could get laid if we want to. We don't have to give it a second thought. That's for sure.
We can get laid.
Yeah, I agree with that.
When did y'all think it's just y'all that has choices? We got options too.
Yeah, not really.
For instance, let's take it back to.
If you have $5, you have a choice. If you have $5,
you and every other man make in reference to men and women can't be friends, right?
Yes.
So absolutely. If you think about it for a second, you say, okay, well, for all the ladies, ask your guy friends if they can hit, if they want to hit right now and see what they say, right?
Yes.
But dudes can't do that. Dudes can't turn around and ask all their lady friends that, yo, let's just go on and fuck. They're not going to get anything out of that. But women, we could definitely fill up our dance card right then and there.
We can ask women to fuck if we want to. It's not like women do.
But you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, except a slap. stuff I'll punch.
So why is it cool to I think it's cool that a lot of suckers take y'all out to dinner and don't spend money and don't get any pussy for it. I think that's cool. I love how y'all use guys. I think that's admirable. I think that's dope.
I didn't say we were using men.
Man,
we're blessing it with our feminine essence.
What do they get out of it?
Feminine essence. I just said it.
Okay, that's good. But no, what do they get out of this? What do they get out of just hanging out with you?
Oh, an experience. A lot of times it's not about the gift, it's the experience. Like
really great
trip.
Company.
Wait, what?
You said what
I'm
else?
Great company. I'm great company.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. She is really a lot of fun, though. Literally, she's a lot of fun. And by the way, Steve and I still aren't friends. Actually, things have gone in the opposite direction of friends.
Got further
so,
away from being friends than you were last week?
Yeah.
How does that work? What did you do?
Try to be his friend. Really diligently worked at it. And it's gone really wrong.
Steve, what is she doing wrong?
She's not doing nothing wrong. I'm not friends with women. She's not doing anything wrong. I'm just not friends with.
Steve, do you have a girlfriend?
Man, listen. Why are you worried about what I have? I'm just listen.
Do you have a girlfriend? Did she tell you you can't have female friends?
Wait.
Is that what's wrong? Did your girlfriend tell you you can't have female friends?
Oh yeah, I never thought about maybe he's on lockdown and
are you on lockdown?
If I had a girlfriend, she wouldn't tell me I can't have female friends. She will be bringing female friends into the cupboard. So,
your girlfriend is bringing women to you.
I don't talk about my bad. We ain't talking about me today. I'm just saying.
Oh, that sounded like a deflection.
When you're doing it right, they will do the work. They'll bring the ones in for you. So, but they know, and guess what?
I got a question.
Yes.
If you were married, would you expect your wife to bring in friends too?
If I was married, it could be the same exact. What's the difference between a girlfriend and wife? It's the same thing.
I mean, yeah. Some people view girlfriends and wives differently. I mean, that's pretty common.
All right. Well, hey.
Is that the problem? Anyway, we'll talk about it throughout. We will sprinkle that throughout the live because I really went in the wrong direction. I would love to get some input and help from y'all guys on how I can turn this around.
How you can turn what around?
You know, us being friends, you're not really giving me any feedback. You're not really letting me know what I can do. It's just nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing.
There's nothing you do. I'm just trying to back on what I was saying. You say it's cool to do what? What is so cool about using guys up like toilet paper?
No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about
can
that.
Can we not just enjoy each other's company in a platonic relationship?
Right.
You could be a comedian, Gay. That was funny.
I can't stand tonight. I got my wine.
No, I thought you were serious. No, that was funny.
You have driven me to drink. I just want you to know.
Yeah, maybe if I get drunk, maybe Steve would be my friend then.
That was funny. I think y'all ladies are really funny.
But Steve, I mean, it is. I mean, we're not using the guys, but it is. I mean, I think that's a lot of the problem with the interaction between men and women and why y'all hating on us, because y'all see that we have an easier time with the thing that's the most important to y'all in your life. So, which is getting sex. That's all y'all think about. That's the only thing y'all want to accomplish in life. And y'all have problems with that. So when y'all see women sitting comfortably, not having those worries, y'all like, hey, that's not fair. And y'all start hating on us. And that's why we have this problem with men and women today.
What do you mean hate? Why?
Hating on us?
Explain to me. What is the hating on you? What is
I mean, just like all these people hating in the chat, you know, saying, you know, we're not feminine, we're not masculine, you know, those haters because they're not getting any.
Wait, I don't see, if someone, I didn't know that. I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I'm letting you know. Yeah. Then they're doing it because they're not getting any. See, you know, so, yeah.
They're mad at you because you're exploring. Well, you're not even exploring your sexuality. You're just using guys, so.
How is it using when they come and meet us halfway? You know, using, you know, it's like a form of manipulation or, I mean, it's not like we're scooping these dudes up and like, this is what we're going to do. This is where we're going to go. I mean, a lot of times they reach out to us first. Before we even reach out to them. Is that not right, Kay? They're reaching out to you first.
Yeah. I mean, again, I reiterate that women definitely have more options when it comes to when they have sex.
Hold on. But is that not true, though?
We have the cookies.
We have the cookies. So is that not true, though? Hold on. Are you disagreeing with
No. I agree that you guys have more options.
Okay.
But what you have and what you don't have is none of a man's business because we want you to have those options because we're not taking you out to dinner. That's what your
since
options
when?
Are.
Since when? I mean, the men you speak to clearly are not trying to take women on dates. They're just trying to get straight to the meat of the situation. Right. But most men still take women out on dates, despite your disciples. men still take women out on dates.
What a shame! What a waste!
What is wrong with taking a woman out on a date?
Right. Yeah, we keep coming back to this square one. Yeah. What is the problem? If y'all want some, okay. So you're trying to say y'all gonna get something and you want to have zero investments involved? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, dinner isn't even a freaking investment.
I know. I mean, but
seriously.
If
that's an investment, then your broke ass may not go anywhere.
Well, wait.
If that $1,500, $150, whatever that you put down on dinner was an investment that you're not willing to spend, then just stay your ass at home.
Well, that's so mean. Why would you say that? That's so mean.
I'm just saying, if you say
you think you're sensitive tonight,
I'm totally cool with the first get together. You know, we go out for coffee or something inexpensive, whatever. We don't have the first, second, third date doesn't have to be Ruth's Chris or some major steakhouse or seafood palace. But you know, you can have a cost-effective date. It's not about how much money you spend, but dang, you dudes don't want to spend any money, but y'all want somebody to crack them legs open.
Or the mouth.
Oh, shit. Fuck that.
No, I got a great.
Giving head outside of relationships is just absolute hell no.
Well, I got a great way. Let me see if I can find a video. I want to upload a video to play to y'all because I want to show you why you ladies are running guys. But we're going to look at the truth. We're about to play the truth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. I think Tyler had a question before I run this. Let me get to Tyler's question. Here you go, ladies.
What's more valuable to you, ladies, spending time with a man non-sexually or sex? Depends on what's going on, but in a relationship, I mean, it's
They go
almost,
hand in hand.
Right, yeah, it's 50-50, right? It's like a...
Right, Look, in a relationship, we can have as much sex as you want to have. Before a relationship, we're going to get to know each other, period. So we're spending time together. We're not busting out the draws day one or even day 30.
Yeah.
May not.
You know, they say by the third date, you better be doing something, honey. Are they leaving us, honey? Exactly.
Run. Run then. Bye. I've lost nothing. You're not putting miles on me on day three. No.
Oh,
no, I've lost nothing in this. I tell women that all the time. If he's ready to run because you're not giving up the draws, then let him go. What have you lost in that?
Right. Yes, Steve. What have you lost, Steve?
Well, let me show you. Let me play this. This is a typical woman right here. Here we go.
And you couldn't even do me the favor of just being upfront with me. Instead, I have to sit here and think that, oh, maybe someone actually values me for more than just my body, you know?
Like, baby, I know. I know what I look like. I know that I'm bringing this to the table.
I've been speaking a lot about how awful men treat women.
y'all ladies are walking contradiction. Yeah,
I know that was
y'all go around. You want to show your body to the world, and then you get mad when they want to just smash you and say, you know what, you're not really special. But see, but like you're saying, you're right now what y'all are eating off of. You're eating high off a bunch of suckers. Y'all are eating high off a lot of guys that don't know what to do. They don't know how to say no, and they would be more than happy to kiss your ass and give you whatever you want. Isn't that beautiful, ladies?
I mean, if you want to put it that way, but that's not really what it is, Steve. And you know, I mean, with everything that y'all have going on, what is the expectation? Like, seriously, what is the expectation? Like, when do you expect to get ass? Like, is it day one?
Well, some of us do get it on the first day, it's not that's not going to happen on the first day, nine times.
And notice none of those women are married.
Mm.
Oh, well, wait. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's change it up. Let's bring in the married women and let's bring in the single women or the single mothers. Let's bring in single mothers and married women. Now, they give up the ass fast. Because that's all it's about. They give up the ass faster.
Who?
The single mothers and the...
Not necessarily. Single mothers could be created from long-term relationships.
Well, but they are lonely. They are lonely. I mean, look, I think it's admirable a single mother.
Oh, you're saying once they are single mothers, they're now just coughing up the ass
No. I am not saying single... I'm not saying women, period. Are fucking average guys. The things that I'm talking about, y'all are doing with above average men. You're not going to sleep with an average guy because the motherfucker's average. You're not.
That's not true.
Come on, man.
No. Okay. No. There are a lot of guys that, you know, they don't have a whole lot financially going for them, but, you know, they spit the right game. They, you know, get in the door. They can get it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily they have to be at a certain level. So bums be getting it all the time. What you talking about?
Well, it's homosexuals. Really,
homosexuals is a real thing. These are men that have nothing in life. They just running from one chick's house to the next to whoever housed them for a little while. And all they got going for them is a good sex game. So,
but it must be good because they're getting what they want.
But they're average guys. They don't have anything.
No,
when you say average, are you referring to their financial means or are you referring to their looks?
No, I'm not talking about looks and money.
What are you talking about?
State of mind. their state of mind is not hobo. Listen, just because he's broke because he chooses to be broken down, I'm not judging that. I'm saying that with y'all, the guys that's going from house to house and smashing all these women are guys that just don't care enough to be in a relationship, but they care enough to give you dick.
Are you? Let me ask you something. On your platform, are you giving men instructions on how to be in meaningful relationships or how to smash and dash?
No. Sorry. Here's the thing. No. I don't teach meaningful relationships because what women are doing wrong or what society's doing wrong. And what other dating coaches are doing wrong is that they're trying to force these people into a relationship when they don't even have a relationship with themselves first. So these ladies out there, all these ladies that are quote unquote in relationships are the same ones that will fuck easily because they're looking for the happily ever after. And guess what, ladies? You want to know what the happily ever after is?
What's that?
I always go to my favorite dog, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse has done men the greatest service in the world. It's Mickey Mouse. It's Walt Disney. Oh, don't put. Hey guys, y'all will call in. No, follow me. follow me. Mickey has set women up for the fairy tale and the happily ever after. That's okay when little girls are 7, 8, 9, and they get older and stuff. But what people don't understand is Mickey sets us up too. See, women get two doses of individual types. One they see on a conscious level when they're young, and they put that one on the back burner on the subconscious level. But as they get older, the one on the conscious level goes away, and that one from the subconscious comes up. It's because what happens is right now those young girls are in love with the guy on the white horse, the good guy. Oh, I want that, right? But as she gets older, it's the bad boy that Mickey creates. Mickey set the bad boys up, the ones that are assertive, the ones that are dominant, the ones that don't give a fuck, the ones that do what they want to do when they want to do it, the ones that don't have to say, see what we forget, there are two sets of individuals in all those Disney movies. There's not just that one good guy the whole entire movie. Always the one element that young girls at the moment, they, you know, he's bad. Oh, he's a bad guy. He's no good. But eventually those are the ones that they normally sleep with and want to be, or what y'all call the hobosexuals or the assholes, the jerks, the cocky guys, the conceited guys, the bad boys.
Are you saying we're putting homosexuals in the same boat as a conceited guy?
Well, how arrogant do you think he is when he knows that he doesn't have to buy, he doesn't have to spend any money, he can stay where he wants to, and all he's just giving her is dick. Come on, you don't think he's high on his horse? So I'm
he's high on something.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, it should not be his high horse.
No, I'm just saying that young women. Let's just easily, we can use Disney girl. You look at Disney, MIC Mickey, Mickey Mouse. And then you notice when they get older, Mickey knows the truth. He knows they only have a little bit left with them, because once they hit like around 15 or 16 or 17, they start acting the fuck out. They start wilding the fuck out. And they start going towards the naughty. You know what? A lot of women, can't say all, a lot of women out there, when they little girl, hey, mommy, daddy, tell them what they can do. Stay away from those boys and do this and do that. And when they break free of their parents, they acting the fuck out. But they acting the fuck out, which subconsciously is already stuck in their minds. They've already had the nice guy. They don't want the good guys. They want guys like us. And it's not to marry, because you know what? We're telling them that we're not.
Because they're not marriage material.
Well, we can be anything we want to be.
I know that
we can't. No, it's not that we can't be, but what a lot of women are into now is that they love the assholes, but the assholes control shit. The good guys will let you walk all over. That's why life is good for you women. Because there's so many of these weak, soft, cake-ass guys that when you get around a man, he ain't going to put up with that kind of shit, man.
Okay.
What exactly makes the man weak?
Can you turn that? God damn it.
My bad.
So what makes him weak? There are a million things. He can't say no. He's always trying to prove himself. He's always trying to be your buddy. He's not really being honest with you. He'll sit around and let you tell him what to do, and he won't even fight you on it. Sucker shit. I mean, it's a lot more, but I'm just giving you a few things, man. It's a lot more. But it's
So a kind man is a weak man? That's what Vega asked. Are kind men considered weak?
Yeah, kind men don't. Okay, how many?
You know the phrase "good guys finish last."
Right. Well, they always finish last because they never started.
No, they don't.
They never. Okay.
Russell Wilson on the finish last.
Good,
finished first.
Please stop using Russell Wilson.
I know, right?
That's a good example. Stop it.
If you want to get a start, I bring up to Russell Wilson.
No, ma'am. We're not going to Russell.
Russell's a bad example.
Put in the chat if y'all believe is Russell Wilson finished first. And the two of y'all feel like he finished last. Why are you looking at me like that, Steve?
Because Russell is a sucker, man.
Why? Because he married and got a family? What makes him a sucker again? I mean, we've gone through this a billion times. I can never get with what.
He just is weak.
Why?
Because he's soft, man.
Why? What makes him soft? Because he got married to a woman who already has a baby?
No, I would tell any man they can choose who they want to marry. But if you look at what he married, look at all the guys that hauled her ass out. They were not Russell Wilson.
They were not Russell Wilson. Two that we know of.
Wait, Future,
I'm sorry, she got a
50
track
Cent.
Yeah,
Bow Wow.
Does Sierra have a track record?
Wait. Well, let me pull up the track record. I'll pull up the track record. Give me a second.
Please do.
Pull up the track record.
Let me see what the comments are saying. For example, ladies, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, and there are things you don't know that you don't even know. Thank you, Nick79. That was deep.
Okay. There was a comment that I did. I want to run games so tight. This is from Minecraft Kid 120. I want to run games so tight that somebody's daughter is going to end up in therapy. So you want drive someone to the point of therapy? Is that a good man? Is that a man or is that a male?
No, that's somebody that when he gets with you, he going to become your bitch. Men don't talk that way. We don't talk
wow.
that way. That's some sucker shit. That's weak shit. I'm just calling it shit. Men don't talk that way.
Minecraft, that's weak sauce.
That's weak as fuck. No, it's seriously. Men don't talk that
I
way.
I agree. Men, you want to put somebody's daughter in therapy? Who the hell wants to do that?
No, man.
What kind of man gets off on driving someone to the point of therapy?
Please explain that one to me.
Snuggle says, a man who has no relationship with his word is not only weak but powerless. It means that he lets life challenges throw him off his game. Look at Snuggle. What else did he say?
I'm sorry.
You often hear, I know I said I would, but you're dealing with weakness. Okay, Snuggles, thank you.
Even referring back to what Steve said as far as how many people, what's her name?
Sierra.
But that goes back to the whole thought that I keep trying to express as far as men want the ass real easy, but then they don't want women with miles on them.
You can't have it both ways. I agree. I always say this. You can't say you want one night stands and then turn around and talk shit about them for having one night stands. I agree with you. What I'm saying is I'm not talking about her hauled out by the guys. I don't care about her count. I'm saying when I get to you the list of guys, they're all going to have one thing in common. That Russell, they're not Russell, or Russell's not them. Because I'm looking for the list of all the guys that she's been dating from 50 Cent to Future to Bow Wow to fucking Amari Stoudemire. I'm just going, all these guys were not Russell Wilson. These guys were like, look, I don't need your motherfucking ass type motherfucker. They were pipe hitters.
Okay. I mean, but you don't know that. You don't know if they, like, had sex with her.
Wait. Okay. You actually think these guys are going to date? Okay, there was Future, Cam Newton.
Right.
Hold on. Andre Stoudemire, Trey Songz, 50.
I know she has sex with Trey Songz.
Wow. Wait.
How you know that?
How you know that? You don't know that shit.
I hope you do.
They had a bleep, a fling or whatever, or something, okay? Because he started sending her sensual messages and things like that. But what I'm saying is that...
So that was only, like, what, five people?
I'm trying to find a list. I just...
Because that's it. You already found a list, Steve. See, so...
If a woman is putting out every time she hits the third date, of course, y'all ain't even trying to date. Y'all just want to hit. Good guy. She's going to have 500 on her roster in no time at all.
Ladies, yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, y'all been fucking for a long time. Not you, ladies. I'm just saying, like, I'm saying that a lot of women will not even divulge that number. Let's just take a woman in her 30s. Let's just say 30, okay?
Okay.
Let's say 30. Most women are fucking in their teens.
Oof.
And let's be honest, most women are fucking in their teens.
That's right.
And college years, and again, listen, no judgments. No judgments. Listen, you cannot judge her for what she and who she's been with. Now, a porn star,
How many men do that? Most men do.
Do what?
Most judge men don't. If they even suspect that you've got 100 miles on you, they're not buying that car.
They are buying the car, regardless of the
mileage. They'll drive the car, but they're not buying it.
They're leasing it because they're putting money and time into that person.
They'll put mile 101 on your ass, and they'll bounce because it's mile 101. Men are judging. I'm sorry, men judge. You tell a man you've been with that many people, or he suspects you've been with that many people. There's no way on earth he's trying to put a ring on that.
Well, nobody. Okay, again, I teach the guys that you can't judge because the worst thing you can do.
Got to relocate.
The worst thing you can do is judge a woman. You should never judge a woman. Never. That's the worst thing you should do. Never judge a woman. Never.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that do judge are the ones that are not going to get fucked. They're going to get fucked over. Nine times out of ten, they're getting fucked over because they're not really getting any ass or anything. They want pussy. They want pussy. And what they do is they're thinking, in order to get pussy, I got to be what I think she wants me to be. I got to make a fucking profile. I got to go through all this work to take a fucking photo and put some bullshit down in hopes that, you know what, she sees the photo, reads the profile, and gives me a chance. That's some sucker shit right there. That's sucker. That's why they end up as brothers and friends, because they don't have any experience. And that's why they take y'all ladies out to eat. That's why they are there to be a shoulder.
Oh, you try to slide that in like you ain't saying nothing.
That's why they cool with you. They're cool
so
with
Steve,
y'all.
You don't
man.
Believe in a you don't believe a man taking a woman out one time? I mean, like what are you saying exactly? Lake Spread, free ass,
no
investment. No,
there isn't.
Showed you some attention, and you're supposed to be excited about that. You're supposed to bend over. Throw it in a circle, and then if he walks away from you, you're supposed to be okay with that and move on to the next.
No,
get some more miles.
I disagree.
With
no
commitment.
No.
With no commitment.
Ladies, I disagree. I never said that we didn't have to do anything. I never said that. I said, okay we're gonna do something. We're going to go to Lake Spread Your Ass.
We're gonna have
ice cream, and we're gonna have motherfucking coffee on the corner of your face and pillow your ass over there. And because it's cold outside,
we need a purge. Keep it coming.
We're gonna blow that ass up on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. So we're going to go somewhere. I'm not saying we're not going anywhere. I'm saying we're going somewhere.
We had to purge that, honey. We had to purge all of that. God.
It does not make sense. Guys want to come in, and they want the booty off the bat, and then they can walk away from it, and she's got miles, and she's going to keep getting miles every time
she
gives up the booty, and there's no commitment. There's no relationship there. So, good gracious, she can go through 10 guys in a month.
Her value and worth is tied up into the guy. It's not her. Most women do. I believe some women dress for other women. I do believe that. But
that's so lame.
All that stuff that they're doing is for attention because they're insecure. and they feel
so y'all
valid.
Are trying to ride that out. Y'all are loving the insecurity. So y'all feed into it just so y'all can get the booty and run.
No. We're not. See, this is where you get it wrong. We're not trying to get thy booty. We're showing the woman why they should be fucking us. That's the difference. We're not trying to get it.
So it's like asking for without asking for it.
No, it's not.
Like getting someone to offer it to you. You're like, oh, okay, thank you.
No, because closed mouths don't get fed. No, they asking. They're asking.
We got a call, ladies. Okay, let's get this call. Eric code 463. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, this Coach Brody Dharma calling in, and I thought that was interesting. Like you said, that's why dudes offer dates, and that's true. And I know, and she said, like, men just want to get the sex with no investment. Like, no, the dick is the investment. Like, if you actually want to fuck a dude, you'll take him out.
I realize that more than 70% of women do not achieve orgasm from intercourse.
Coach, can you please speak up?
So you know what that means? You know what that means? That means that good dick is more valuable than good pussy. The average pussy is more valuable than the average dick, but good dick is more valuable than good pussy will ever be because it's rare.
Well, good luck on finding good dick.
Hey, listen to it by the minute.
One in 90.
You never lie.
Okay, I'll eat my ego.
So you never had that 1 in 90? I know most women
that I know, and I know a lot of women, have counseled a lot of women about sexual issues. Jeez. I know a lot of women. Most women are not having orgasms from intercourse.
You know,
most women,
you know, part of
the
reason why.
If you say they obviously had one guy, they probably had one guy that did it right.
And part of the reason why a lot of y'all
have one, but one got good head and one got good dick. But you rarely find the two on the same dude.
Man, I'm sorry, caller. What were you saying? You got to speak up so we can't really hear you, but please speak up. Go ahead. We're listening.
My thing is, I got a video about that, the feminist propaganda around vaginal orgasms. It's like a lot of women, they don't experience it because they're used to having transactional sex with men. They're used to dealing with beta males who try to do whatever they can to get the pussy. They don't respect the dude. They're not attracted to the dude. The dude's not masculine and dominant. When she getting close and she's talking about, hold on, he going to stop. Hold on, you okay? Nah, fuck that. He going to keep digging the guts until she busts. Like, you know,
he going to keep digging the guts until he busts.
Exactly.
A lot of women are emotional prostitutes. If you are having sex with love, you are a sex worker. And if you're a sex worker, of course, your primary focus is not getting pleasure out of it. Of course.
Instead of
you know, trying to figure out where the G-spot is and whatnot, you're just going to...
I know about
the
G-spot, the A-spot, the O-spot.
It sounds like you're trying to turn it around. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, I know about the G-spot, A-spot, O-spot. Are y'all having cervical orgasms? Y'all having nipple orgasms? What kind of orgasms y'all having? Like, when I hear women complain about dudes wanting to have sex without a relationship, all right, so you have the dick. So why are you acting like it don't exist? And if you know it exists, then you can probably spot it on a man before you fuck him. If you know the dick exists, you can probably spot it on a man.
So what do you mean by women are being emotional prostitutes? What do you mean by that? Elaborate on that.
What I mean by that is most women see sex as their value. And since most women see sex as their value, they're trading that for feeling like a man is going to like them. So a man will pretend to like a woman or really like that woman because he's hoping to get access to her sexually. A man who presents himself to a woman that sex is the value he's adding up front, a woman can feel that energy. And feeling that energy is going to play a big role in your ability to orgasm. I done been with women who did it the first time. I've been with women who it took months. I've been with women who took years. And the women who took years, those were women, and that was from a long time ago, those are women too, when we initially entered into the situation, they had a mindset of being a nice girl, which was, all right, if we get into a relationship, I'm dealing with you, then sex is what comes next. Now I start with sex first. And what I realized is I've been with women who've been in relationships for years, never had a vaginal orgasm. Then they started fucking with me. Within the first 2-3 times they come to the house, they having them. So I think there's a correlation between how sexually attracted you are to a man and your ability to have a vaginal orgasm. And if you are dealing with a man who you wouldn't have sex with him unless he took you out on multiple dates and waited months, you're probably going to be in a situation where you're not going to have one.
There is definitely some truth in that, as far as the connection and the orgasm for some women. Not all women are built that way. Some women, they could even stay in his behind, but he got some good dick. It's just that simple. Yeah. It happens. Yeah. I've known this to happen. I know many people that have been. I know a girl, right? One of my really good girlfriends right now is dealing with a dude that she is not attracted to at all, but he can lay the pipe. So, you know,
sexual attraction and physical attraction aren't the same thing.
Right.
Sexual attraction based on the energy, and it's masculine energy. A dude can look like a dime piece on paper, like a model, but you don't feel any kind of spark. You don't feel any kind of arousal. Your feminine energy doesn't react. It doesn't. You don't feel his energy like that. Really,
okay.
That energy has more to do with the
time.
That energy has
so
more to do with the
orgasm. How do you feel about taking a woman out before you even have sex? How do you feel about that?
I don't.
Oh. You don't feel anything about it,
or you don't do it,
or you don't do it.
Y'all act like every guy has to take y'all out to fuck y'all.
I
don't even understand how we even get to having sex if we haven't been out.
Because you don't understand insecure women. They cling to men like us.
Y'all take advantage.
No. How is it advantage if we're being honest with you? How is it advantage? How are we taking advantage?
If we're telling
you all we doing is fuck.
I give you that.
Yeah, everyone's grown. So that's why we here to clean up this mess.
This wine ain't going to make it.
Danger Russ said, I'm happy to take a sexy woman out for drinks and evaluate her and check out her vibe.
All right, 4631, say thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it, big dog. Everyone, you got something else, call back, all right, my brother?
All right, no doubt.
I respect to you, man. Thank you, man. Listen. It's got to be see, we got to talk economics.
Because if you're
really out there smashing and getting women, you don't have time to spend 50 to 80 bucks per woman. So what you do is simplify it.
Imagine that. How are you ever going to get ready for a relationship if you're screwing five people?
But wait, see, the problem with women is that y'all are looking for a relationship. These guys should not be. You're not relationship worth. What have you done to even become or have us think that you're relationship worthy from the first moment?
Well, you'll never know if you never spend any time with us unless you're between our legs.
No, we are spending time with you when you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're folding our laundry, you're picking up stuff. You're showing your work.
As we just met, and I'm doing it.
When do that come into play? Because I love to clean.
We haven't dated or anything, but then we're cooking and cleaning for you. How does that work?
You are on an evaluation period to determine where you're going to fall out on our roster.
You're not evaluating. You fucking want sex right out the gate.
But that's...
Or to keep coming back for more, and then I start cooking and cleaning.
Come on, man. All these y'all know how many lonely ass women are out there?
Yeah, we do. There are a lot. You're right. I'm one of them.
Lonely.
Well, I'm on my third refill.
All you got to do is give them some little crumbs.
We are 43 minutes in.
And they will lose their goddamn mind.
What the hell?
Lonely.
Don't act like it.
Now, wait. Let's go lonely. And then you want to add desperate.
You want to add
no sense of self. You want to add insecure. You want to add emotion. There is a lot of things. And you think...
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do men not share any of the responsibility of saying, you know what, maybe I shouldn't toy with this one because mentally she's not fully there?
How is it a toy when I'm toying with you the honest truth? I'm not here.
You walk in the door knowing she's insecure, right?
All of you. Okay. I know a lot of y'all ladies listening right now want to be on Ride That Denial bus. But the real ones automatically know. I always tell every guy right now, homework assignment tomorrow in the morning before you go to work, turn on your TV, and what do you see? Olive Olay, take care of wrinkles, have smooth skin, fix your hair, do this, do that. Why? because they know women are the number one consumer, and they know that right. y'all most, I don't say all, most of y'all don't like what you see in the mirror every goddamn morning. So what most of them do is cover that shit up in either makeup and weave and hair pieces and nails and eyeliner and fake eyes and or get the Botox or get
and then y'all run right after those women and do that. Okay.
But no, wait, no. But the thing is, a guy's gonna go after what a guy's gonna go after. But a lot of women are just not marriage material. They're not worthy.
I agree with that. Every woman is definitely not marriage material.
Right. So so what I'm saying is that but if you're telling these women to look for a relationship, they've already failed.
So Adrian Nash says, oh, so he likes low-hanging fruit.
No,
I see.
That's exactly. The low-hanging fruit.
That's
the desperate, the insecure.
That's a trigger.
That fell off the tree.
Laying
on the ground.
That's a woman's trigger that will say, oh, his mom, his mother hurt him, or what did his mama do to hurt him? And he's going after low-hanging fruit. And it's a trigger word because when we get to the core of the truth, a lot of women have really see what it is. Because look, ladies, just look. Go to Amazon. go to Amazon. I think they're probably like $10 to $15. Get one of those lights, those neon light things, those blue lights. Turn off your lights and look at all the cum war wounds from all those guys that have been coming in. But hey, wait, we got a call. Oh, shit. Hey, now, ladies, y'all better buckle up. Y'all better have your A game in here because this motherfucker is no other than what we call DJ motherfucking Square, and he going to tell y'all to. Now, I just want to let y'all know, ladies, I'm gonna let him talk to y'all. He coming in here, and he going to break down why y'all ain't special, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let him say it. Ladies, get ready. Hold on. I'm going to bring him in right now.
AKA
Greg Dodd, DJ Squid. Squid, these ladies think they're relationship material and they special. Squid, you got the floor, dog. Talk to them, please.
Hi, Squid. How are you?
Well, Squid, Greg, I don't know. But like Squid, like
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm okay. I don't know what this is all about, but whenever my buddy calls me, I try to avoid him, but it's kind of difficult. But I'm coming in nonetheless. I don't know what the topic is because, you know, it's actually Thursday. Whenever football's on, you know, definitely women would take a backseat to that. But what's going on, Dean? What is the issue?
Okay, these women think they're special. And they need some
education. We know we're special, number one. That's our
special for what reason? What do you mean special in what way?
Because we said so.
That's it?
Yep.
I mean, first of all, we didn't actually have a conversation about the fact that we are special or not special, so I don't know why Steve said that. That's not the topic. And that's not what we were discussing.
No,
I'm ready to jump in and try to be a why to be giving up ass day one and why keep running after low-hanging fruit.
It's not low.
That's really not the topic either.
He wants the desperate and the insecure women. Those are the women he chases after. And getting ass from on a regular basis with no.
Well, I guess the first question is, he's okay hurting about being a desperate and insecure woman. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a man now?
Oh, I've been married almost 30 years.
And I do not have a man. Okay. Woo-hoo! Go for me.
Okay, so the one who's married for 30 years definitely wouldn't qualify as being, I wouldn't think, to be desperate and insecure. Now, the one without a woman, without a man, how old are you? Well, I guess, can we ask him how old are you? I guess you don't mind saying.
I'm a vampire, so I'm ageless.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Trying to get those in the third row. Okay, so that might be a sign of insecurity. But are you above or below 30?
Oh, thank you. Above.
No, I'm asking. No, I'm asking. Is she above or below 30?
Above.
She's above 30. And has she ever been married?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you were special to somebody, and now they no longer thought you were
special.
I've
been special three times.
She's been married three times.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm very, and, very.
So let me ask you a question. The three guys who married you.
I guess you need to call in on another show then, because this is going to, like, not go with what you want to go with probably.
Well, I think he's getting to a point. And he's not going to use you as a... As
I know.
A,
yeah.
He's gonna say something to women and have women understand why they're not as special as they think.
Well, if you look at just the basics, I'm trying to get to finding out a little bit more about the two ladies who are on the phone, but if we're talking about a basic supply and demand model, the things that are in most supply are never that special. And it goes without saying that I think it's a well-known fact that there are plenty more women than men, correct? Nobody's going to dispute that, right?
No.
So on that basic premise, on that basic premise, say again?
It's like 52% black women versus 48% black men. The numbers are not as drastic as most people seem to think they are. However,
okay,
when you
start
eligible black men, are single, straight, unincarcerated, and well-employed.
Hold on, we're not going to do it. You said underemployed?
The ratio.
Okay, that's a different issue, though. But the issue is how many of the are there more available men or more available women?
There are more available women, absolutely.
What I thought I said the first time. Okay, so
they're not
the commodity.
I agree.
Okay, so now, with that being said, what could make something that is so plentiful that comes with the same equipment special? Generally, the same equipment.
Individual woman is what sets her apart from her counterparts, but that's my opinion.
Okay, so what would make her special? In the grand scheme of things,
what I offer may not be marketable to the next man. It just depends on what that man wants in a woman. So it's just like when
special.
You use the term,
so
which I think high value male, that's based on what that woman is looking for. Because, you could have a six-figure dude, nice-looking,
I'm just asking you what makes you special.
That would not appeal to the average woman. So it just depends on what's high value to you.
But I'm not trying to get to I'm not trying to do in generalities. I ask you what makes you special. What would make you
I know you're asking me specifically what makes me special, but I'm not answering that question.
All right.
What makes me special is because that's what it is. I believe it. I know it to be true, and that's what I'm telling you. So that's what makes me special.
I feel like he got a prize.
The married one is not answering you. The one that's not married says she's special because she tells herself she's special.
Is running around like you're saying.
No, I'm just asking you. You're selling your specialness. I don't really care. I'm trying to gain some. For the purpose of. I'm guessing the general audience, but also I'm just saying, okay, what would make you special? If you had to sell yourself to the rest of the gentlemen out here who are would fit. Whatever criterion you set for your men, what specifically makes you so special that they would say, I'm going to forego every other woman in your age, income, physical stature category?
Okay, I like that question. Because I have common sense. I'm bringing more to the table than my vagina. I give great company. And mostly because I said so.
Okay, so you said so.
I'm special and know that's the truth. I know it's the truth.
I'm not trying to make an argument. I'm trying to have a discussion.
It is what it is. I don't know what else to say.
If he's a guy that asks a question, you respond, and he gets ready to respond, and you respond again. Would you think that would be a quality, a special quality that a guy would find endearing or not endearing?
I'm sorry. What was the question one more time?
There we go. If a man asks you a question,
your response will put you at the top of the list.
Oh, I mean, I'm not trying to be on
a interviewing for a job.
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not trying to get on any list. I'm not trying to do. I'm just doing my own thing, and if it works out, it happens to do so. If a man finds me special and I find him special and we work it out, that's one thing. But I'm definitely not in competition mode.
I'm not talking about the guy. I'm just saying, just generally, if a person was interviewing, if you came somewhere, I wanted a job. Say this is a job.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you what would make you special. You said because you say so. You say you bring more to the table than a vagina. But my question specifically was, what would make you more special than any woman who has the same economic position, the physical stature, and I guess the same standard equipment? What makes you more special than every other woman in that category, to include your age? What would make you more special? And you've been three times married, correct?
I'm fun. I'm a lot of fun. I think that's my thing. I'm fun.
You are a lot of fun.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I guess maybe I'm just hearing somebody say, well, because I say I'm that. But if I say, okay, so what would you show me that would allow me to say, okay, I'm measuring this.
I wouldn't show you anything.
Three times divorced. You're three.
I wouldn't show you anything because I wouldn't care to. I mean, not you in specific, but that's almost a form of competition. I don't compete. So I wouldn't show you anything. It's either you like me or you don't.
Of course you compete. Every single woman competes.
If you don't think I'm fun, if you don't think I can add anything to your life that's positive or not, then I'm not the woman for you. And I'm totally cool with that. I am so good with that.
I think my thing is what
makes me special is I don't mind pushing back from the table. So that makes me special, where a lot of women do not mind hanging around the table and see the nothing that's going to come to it.
What makes you special?
If you are spending time with someone, instead of the whole interview-like feel I'm getting here, if you're spending time with someone, wouldn't you know over time, just from spending time asking questions about each other, getting to know each other, wouldn't you figure out what's special about that person?
Other than the person saying it, I'm trying to figure out how you get to the next date. How would she get to the next date? Other than, I guess, the grandiose approach.
Oh, when you go out on a date with you asking a woman, why is she special? What's so special about you?
No, men don't ask those kind of questions. We just observe.
That's my point. So when you put someone on the spot, say, what's so special about you right now, and expecting them to come out with an answer that's interview quality, that I don't even think it's a question to ask somebody.
Karen, why don't you ask
First of all, I don't know what a man sees in me. I know what I offer.
Okay,
why don't you ask him that question, what makes him special, and watch what he said. There's a difference between what you're saying and what he said. Why don't you ask him that question? Reverse that question. Why don't you ladies ask him and put him on the
floor? I'm not interested in asking, because it's not like what a person says, because what a person says absolutely means nothing. It's what they do and what kind of, you know, energy and standards that they bring with them. So asking
I would disagree with you.
I can say anything. I can say that, you know, I make money like Oprah. I can say
I do cartwheels in the bed.
But you can tell it means absolutely nothing, right?
Right,
because,
but you can tell he's not going to buy you any dinners. You can tell he's not going to spend no money on you, and he will get some pussy. You can tell by his demeanor. You know that he's not going to spend any money on you.
Mm-hmm. Right, maybe that's why I'm not motivated to answer anything seriously either. Only serious buyers, please.
If he has the capacity to buy you, then that means you're nothing more than a commodity.
Who's buying somebody?
I'm not saying that.
So women, hold on. taking someone out to dinner is buying them?
No, he's referring to, I was saying only serious, I was being funny and saying serious buyers, please. And so now he's saying that he's trying to take it literally. And,
you know, that
and,
wasn't
literally. Okay. Doing a spinoff.
Great, women are...
Greg, would you take a woman out to dinner?
Well, I think, no, I can cook, but no. For what?
Why wouldn't you tell us why? What is your why?
By the fucking house.
If I want to get to, I can watch anybody eat. If you want to get to know somebody, then it's conversation. It's the things that are, it's the tangible, the intangible things, not the tangible assets that would bring I guess, to her analogy, a serious buyer back. But again, that's why I'm trying to get it, because other than being combative, loud, obtuse, I'm like, okay, so where can I not get that in this day and age with women? Especially when the reality is that women's shelf life is much shorter.
What kind of women are you dealing with?
All kinds of women.
I don't get this.
Well, again, y'all are picking up that low hanging fruit.
Why y'all call it low hanging fruit?
When you keep picking up those
low hanging fruit,
get what you get.
Well, why is it low?
There's very few men with any sense of self. They can't get a woman from the most ratchet to the one who runs a corporate boardroom or a company, because the things that make us desirable are intangibles, and they're going to be much greater, because all men really want from women. Okay, what can you offer me that's going to make my life better? Not what's going to make my life more contentious, because just being a man alone gives me enough to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
So what was that question again? What can we do to add to your life to make it better, you're saying?
What value do you add? I mean, what value?
Okay, so that's a different question.
Because once I look at you aesthetically, it's all encompassing. Because asking a guy to give up everything. You've already said you think a lot of yourself. So, okay, if a guy can get you, he can get any other woman, because I guess you think you're pretty much at least equal, if not better than most other women. That's what I heard.
I don't think that at all.
Okay, but you didn't.
I don't compare with other women. I don't compare myself. I don't think women should compete with each other. So it gets you nowhere. And that's the problem. That's why some of us consider low hanging fruit, because we're competing.
You're all in competition. If you're not married to some guy, you're in competition with every other woman.
Yes.
Period.
I mean,
every
probably.
Other available woman.
I mean, for what y'all think. I mean, I'm really not. It is what it is attitude. Now, let me ask you this. Black Belt in a Black Suit said, should men compete for women? I always hear women say they don't compete. So are we really supposed to be competing? Kate, what do you think about that? Are we supposed to compete for men?
I think whether we want to or not, we're in a competition.
Okay.
We're in a competition.
Yeah,
so,
because you're going after his last name.
You don't have to sign up for it, but you're in a competition.
The competition starts when you realize I'm going after his last name and I'm trying to get his ring from him. And I know there's other women that's trying to get the same thing. So what am I going to do, or what am I going to bring to the table that's going to separate me from all the other women? It's not the other way around. We're not going after your ring nor your last name. We're not doing
that. Do you cuddle after sex?
Oh, my God.
Do
I cuddle?
Yes, it's a yes and a question.
Oh,
do you cut out the sex, or you move over to your side of the bed and you're out, or what? What's up?
Depends on who I'm with. Because some women just want you to fucking go. I mean, I'm telling you.
If she wants you to stay and cuddle, do you stay and cuddle? Are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
Greg, I know you got to go, man. Because the lines are blowing up. But did you want to say anything else, Greg? Or did you want to say, what would you like to do, brother?
I just marvel that in 2021, when all the proof is evident as to how far women have fallen, At one time we did hold them in high regard, but now they have fallen because they essentially compete by offering the very same thing that our carnal nature desires anyway. Really, I really want to see how you sound when you're moaning.
I'm just gonna say that. I'm gonna put that out.
But you're married, so you're out of that one. You're out of the quick because you're out of.
I'm just saying, whether I was in the game or not in the game, I do know what I offer. I do know why my husband and I are together.
But Greg, she's married, but she's smart enough to have them sucker male friends around. She's smart enough to have them.
Here you go with that. I don't have sucker male friends.
Really?
She got them.
I do not have sucker male friends.
Yeah, every time.
I have male friends come to my house and have dinner.
There's no such thing as a male friend. You don't have any male friends. You don't have a male friend.
I have male friends.
You can offer them the squid. No, you're not. You offer them the squid litmus test. And the squid litmus test would determine if you have a male friend.
They want to fuck. All of them want to fuck.
You know what the squid litmus test is? The squid litmus test is offering some.
Hey, let me hit.
Yes. No. Yeah, exactly. Because the squid litmus test has never been failed. I give away a $50 gift certificate for any woman unless you're morbidly obese or hideously unattractive.
I could call right now, and I'm like. And he'd be like, oh, hell no.
Oh, boy, wait, we can be quiet. Why don't you call him?
Is he straight? Is he? Is he an otherwise, listen, I'm just going to put the caveat. Is he an otherwise straight man? And you're not going to be able to ask him on air. Does he have somebody else? He's a straight man who's single. He's a single straight man?
Yes. Yes.
Shit.
The only reason I would not do that, I would not disrespect my husband that way by putting something out there like that. But I already know.
Oh my
the answer.
God. This is a married lady?
I know that.
Listen, I can promise you. Hey, listen, if you're married, I can promise you, if you're married, you would get smashed before your friend who's not married. Because at least he knows when I'm done with you, you're definitely going home.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. The married ones get it. You can fuck them and the single mothers faster than the ones that are just perfectly single because it's an easy thing.
He ain't even got to pull out on you because that's somebody else's issue. Hey, you open the door. I'm just walking through. I'm just not going to tell you what makes people feel good.
Yep.
No such thing as a male friend.
Let me ask you this, caller. So how do women suppose? So what are we supposed to do? So what does that look like for you? So it's a problem that I have, you know, high self esteem, and I talk the game that I'm not going to compete, yada yada yada. But you're saying that, you know.
Okay, I can answer your question already. What you want to do is you want to present.
How do women supposed to move? What does that look like?
Okay, so here we go. One is ask the question once and let us answer, and spend more time listening and probably talking with help. Mm. But the reality is you have to offer something that if you want to give him something, he says, I really can't do without this. There's a part of her that is so special that even if she can't perform physically, I still want to be with her. Make your conversation more important than your pussy. And that's what many of y'all can't do.
And mine
really
is
about, okay, I can fuck. I can fuck. I can talk. I can be. You know, there's a certain beauty that men find in silence.
Okay.
Because your silence can speak louder than your voice. Because your silence allows you to demonstrate. Your voice kind of overtalks what you ain't fucking doing.
Okay, so I like what you're saying. So how do you get to know all of this if you're not even trying to bond before the sex? So how does that work? What does that look like? I mean, you're saying that. But then at the same time, we don't give y'all sex, then y'all out of here. So how does that work?
Hold on. Again, if you have an equality more endearing than your pussy, it will be noticed. The eyes that a man has for a wife or for a one thing is, most of us find ourselves in love. We don't go looking for it. Okay, so a man doesn't say, I'm going to go out here and find me a wife. So if you have these qualities that are beyond the superficial, the eyes of a man searching for that special woman will pick that up. It's kind of like you ever see the movie Predator, which I guess it should be a pretty bad analogy, but anyway, Predator sees in infrared, he sees your heat signals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you're invisible when he can't see the heat. Well, it's kind of the same. It's kind of opposite for a man. He sees the quality in your heat signal, but when it's not there, okay, you're just anything else. You're not even there. In fact, when he can't see the heat, he doesn't see you at all. And that's what women want to be. They want to be. You want to be the thing that can't be seen at all, other than, like I said, the superficial. Be the heat signature.
Say, so be on site right there.
Be
the guys,
thing that he's going to draw to.
Yeah, call us 463-330. We got y'all. We'll bring you on in 1 second. But, hey, Squid, you want to hang on? Because I want to open some of the lines with some of these callers real quick. And, ladies, we got y'all a lot going up. If you'd like to stay, Squid, that's cool. Let me just grab this one real quick. Hold on, Squid. 463, what'd you want to say? What's your statement or question or comment? What's up?
Hey, this is Coach Brody. I'm back, and I just heard something I had to call back. Because they keep saying that that dealing with women who have sex quickly is low-hanging fruit. Insecure women are women who can't be.
Yes, it is.
Like, you can't be a feminist, submissive woman if you're too insecure. It's just like this. You know, a man's, like, you can get a man. Any woman on here, you can get a man, but is that a man you want? See, a woman's energy is her pussy. If she's emotional, it's wet. If she's malleable. If she clings to something that's strong. A man's energy is like his dick. It's a solid structure. It goes into something and it changes its environment. So what goes on is oftentimes women, when they get insecure, they try to protect themselves by becoming masculine, saying they're not going to compete, having certain standards and rules and all this stuff. And all they can attract is a feminine dude. And guess what? When you get that feminine dude, his energy is going to be like a little soft, slimy dick. Now you're not even attracted to him.
Yep.
I think that the way to deal with this situation is you find a man who, first things first, you sexually attracted enough to him and secure enough within yourself that if the only thing that comes out of his sex, you'll be happy with it. And then when you're dealing with that man, you learn to actually show yourself as attractive for more than just sex while you're dealing with him. If he give you some good dick that night, the night before, you wake up in the morning, you go cook some breakfast in the morning.
Yep.
You can cook too. You can go cook some breakfast in the morning. If you go into the kitchen and you see something's missing in the fridge, you go into that bathroom, you see something's missing at the bottom of that sink, you grab something. If you see there's a way to make his house a home, then you take the initiative to do those things. If he has a passion or a purpose or a plan or something that he's doing that is a focus in his life, you listen to what he has to say, and then you see if you have any skills or attributes that can contribute to that. And if you do those things over a period of time, he's gonna make you his woman.
Hey, Carter, how sexy
that goes back to listening more than you talk, because the listening can also be with your eyes.
Right, but how sexy is it to wake up knowing she's folding clothes, or you're getting out of the shower and she's fixing the bed, or she's washing the dishes in the kitchen without saying anything? That's sexy as fuck.
I'm a traditional woman. Okay, traditional in the roles. I do all the cooking, the cleaning, and all that kind of stuff like that. I am my husband's sense of peace. When he comes home, there's peace. When he works out of the home, he comes back, no, there's no drama. You know, I don't bring drama to his door. I want him to come in, grab the remote, relax. I'm going to bring him his plate.
Oh, okay, but okay. And Greg, thank you. But what I'm saying is this, and thank you, 463, for the call, brother. And come on in next time you want to say something, man. We got you. 330, we'll get you in 1 second. No, I see what you're saying, but how many of the women you're talking to have that mindset that, you know what, I've got to display something to these men that shows that I got to push aside that I think I'm God's gift to everybody. I've got to push aside that I'm high, whether you're high, medium, or low-hanging fruit, or whatever you ladies want to call it, that, you know what, I've got something to prove to that man. And I've got to prove that I, without a shadow of a doubt, am the perfect one for him versus all these other women.
Well, that's part of our new platform, is that we do want to help women get to that point where not only you're looking for a husband, but you're ready for a husband. because those are two different things.
There you go, girl. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me bring in this call. This guy's been waiting for like 20 minutes. I don't know. This might be a pranker. I don't know. 30330, did you have a question? All right. Guess what? Going once, going twice. All right. Maybe he tried another channel. Let me say 330. Are you there, sir? Yes or no? Hello. He called twice. 1, 2. You there, 330? All right.
Hey.
No, he's not. Okay. Oh, shit. Call back. Come on, man. You got to call back. Call back.
He's disconnected on right wing.
No, we just asked him and he ain't say anything. Call back, 330. You got to speak when he's been spoken to. So call back in, 330. We'll bring you back in.
What trips me out is it seems like y'all men, y'all want a lot of deep things from us. Like y'all want a woman to pop out of bed after one night stand, hop in the kitchen. Y'all want us to know that y'all have a business going and we supposed to help y'all with y'all business and do all this and all that. And y'all don't want to even do the basics. That's what I'm hearing.
But wait, that's a comment. Wait, 330, I'm about to bring you in 1 second. Also with that, T, that's beautiful.
Okay.
Also, you should learn video games. You should learn sports.
Okay.
You should learn beer. No, I'm serious. You should be
Miles
so.
Is not a gamer,
you
but.
Should, wait, you should be so well. I'm just saying, I'm not talking about if he's. I'm saying if he is a gamer. I'm saying.
But we could talk sports.
You should be so well-rounded in knowing what he likes that you can fit in there. But hold on a second. Let's bring this caller in because I didn't mean to hang up on him because he was saying something. 330, sorry for hanging up on you, sir. What'd you want to say, sir? Yes, what'd you want to say?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello. Hey, ladies. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, I'm good. I see both of y'all there, and I'm going to get at both of y'all, but I want to talk to the host first. Steve, first of all, I ain't shit just like you. But the thing is that I want to know is that, you know what, ladies, as you guys came on the live stream and everybody can look at you, and all of you, both of you guys are beautiful as hell, and I'll say that.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. You're welcome. Yes. I meet beautiful girls all the time, Okay.
Great.
Yes.
And based on my lifestyle, some of the things I do, I get a chance to commiserate and get a chance to have affiliations with women. And I really want to know one thing. What separates you from every other girl out there? Because both of y'all are beautiful, but if I was to meet you guys at a Panera Bread, at a Starbucks, the mall, whatever, and I was to run into you, what would make me want to choose you?
Well, like I keep saying, I don't care if you do or not. But if you were to run across me and we are in the line at a Panera Bread, you would be so into my bubbly energy, and I think that's different with a lot of women, especially with strangers. But, you know, that would probably reel you in as my bubbly personality. I'm automatically going to smile. I'm very open. But I don't really care about choosing that. I understand that there's more women for the men. I get that. But still, that's the problem with women. We are in competition mode. Our mindsets are, you know, in scarcity and not an abundant mindset. So we have a scarcity mindset. And so what does that breed? That breeds misbehaved men. Y'all men are very misbehaved because the women, we are in scarcity mindset, and we can't have that.
Okay, well, look, I'm in Panera Bread. I came for soup and the salad. I'm getting the super fruit. I'm getting the super salad. I'm getting
what you want. And I would be like,
what you want?
Just listen for a second. No. Just listen to what.
With my beautiful energy.
Oh, my God.
No, just listen to what I'm trying to say.
Men just walk up and start paying for stuff without us asking.
Yeah. They'll turn around and be like, what do you like? What would you like?
What you eating that you're not sharing with the group?
Wait, a sucker would.
What's in your mouth, Steve?
A sucker would, and it's the same sucker that'll get mad at you when you don't put out.
Okay. So
here's what I'm saying. So here's what I'm saying.
He was waving like he said something.
When we go out, you know, to Panera Bread, Starbucks, or Walmart, okay, dudes are automatically just walking around following us or, you know, asking for our numbers, trying to take us out, trying to give us their numbers. That's just commonplace. So as far as I'm not doing anything to bring you to me at that point, you're just doing it on your own.
That's fine, but you didn't hear what my question was. Well, my question was when I'm at Panera Bread and I order my food and you're behind me and I looked at you and I observed you and I introduced you into my situation, I'm asking you, hey, at that point in time, what is it about you that makes me want to be intrigued with you? That's all I'm asking. What is it
right.
about you?
So now you're asking me why you should? You've already done that part. The question is rather I'm going to engage with you in return.
The question
but
is if I'm going to let you buy me the
food. As far as what draws you to me is, of course, usually going to be my physical appearance.
That's going to be your initial draw.
But, of course, if you sit down and actually have a conversation with me, just my general conversation, I can talk about pretty much any subject.
But that's not really
You're gonna want to sit down and talk.
That's not what I asked. Yeah, we got another call.
No, I'm failing to understand the question beyond that. Then, so please clarify because I really want to answer your question. I really do.
Okay. Because that's not what I asked. I'll be a little bit more direct. Because when I'm a little bit more direct, that's what's gonna touch your bones. So what I just said as cute as you are. After I order my food, because that's how we met. I want to talk about how we met, okay? And I'm asking you, what is it about you that separates you from every other female that I never met? Okay? That's all I'm asking. I'm trying to say, why should I invest in you and give you a reason
for
what? You...
My food.
I'm not paying for your food.
Seriously. Okay, so what you're asking?
Hold on, let Steve talk because I think Steve may understand what I'm trying to say. What
those?
Okay, I'm not going to overtalk you, sweetheart. That's what we're not going to do.
I'm not going to overtalk you.
I want to listen to everything you say because everything you say.
Wait. Real quick, 3-3. Okay, 868. We'll bring in 1 second. But ladies, why when that man turns around and speaks to you, why don't you say, you know what, I'm gonna buy your drink? You think
that
ain't gonna
happen?
Well, no.
Okay,
wait. You again?
So who would you buy a drink for?
Hold on a second. I would buy a drink.
Who would you buy a drink for?
I would buy a meal for someone.
Thank you, Steve. Hey, if you recognize me as a man, that's somebody that you would deal with, that you would be vulnerable to, that you would be sensitive to, that you would be feminine to, why would you put all these restrictions on me based on what you deal with other dudes, generalities? That's all you're talking about, generalities. You know, so when you see me, you're like, hey, that's something I want to talk to. How would you act to a man that you're attracted to?
And that's
what I want to know because
that's
we've been talking about.
Okay. How I would act, I'd be very open, very open body position, and I'm bubbly, and I'm happy, and I'm fun. But if I don't find you attractive,
bubbly and happily and fun. So here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. This will help you in your movement in life. Here's what I'll tell you. When you meet a man, that man's gonna set a standard through his articulation of his conversation. And then you're gonna say, hey, he's not like everybody else I just met. Because you're talking about everybody else. But I'm saying when you meet a man and he says, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know, here's the reason why I came to talk to you. Here's the reason why this is the thing. He's telling you everything. It sounds like it's going to be foreign to you because you're thinking about everybody else and you're not in the present time.
Right.
So what I'm asking, what I want you to do is, this is what I want you to do because I'm going to get off this phone because we got to take other callers and whatnot. Here's what I want to tell you. When you meet a man and he's telling you, hey, what's your name, and this, that, and the third. He came down from wherever he came down from to talk to you. And he's going to say, hey, how are you going to fit into my life? Because I want to bring you into my world. I just want to see how you fit. Okay? So when you're talking all this talk about every other man and he's going to pay for this and he's going to do this, that's fine. It sounds good for the live. But at the same time, what I need you to understand is that your forget nature. Somebody's going to make an impression on you because we're not trying to impress you. It's about making an impression on you where you're going to be like, whoa, who is this guy? So how are you going to react to that? Who are you sweet on? That's what I want to know, because there's somebody that you tied to, okay? And I know that. And he doesn't get this conversation. The conversation you've been speaking for the past couple hours, he doesn't even have to deal with that. We want the easy way, not the slow way.
All right. Well, hey, 330, I appreciate it, man. We got to bring other calls in, man. Great commentary. And
Not really.
Well, no, it is. I'm going to tell you why it is. Thank you, 330. No, I'm going to tell you why real quick. 868, I'll bring you 1 second. Again, you ladies, a lot of these – now, listen, I'm not talking about you ladies on the panel. A lot of ladies that's watching right now – right now, when this show goes off, you're going to roll into or feel a side of the bed that's cold. Or some of you are going to make a phone call, have a guy come over there and wet that side of the bed. He's going to be gone. And what 330 was trying to explain is that, see, the problem is y'all really don't want to know how to lock a man in to show that you're different. Because y'all follow society rules saying that we got to buy you everything. We got to do all this stuff for you. And I know you can say, Kay, well, yeah, y'all approached us first. You're absolutely right. But you know what? As soon as you open your mouth and you're not saying the right words or the right things, you're just food. You're just a fuck. That's all. They can say, you know what?
It's going to be like that anyway, right?
Well, versus the woman. That if we're at Starbucks and that woman says, you know what? Oh, you want to take me on a date? Okay, well, cool. You take me on a date. Well, guess what? For right now, I'm going to go ahead and cover your tea or your coffee or whatever. I got that covered. Do you know what that would do to a regular guy? That changes everything. If you don't believe me, ask any of your friends that say, you know what? If you walked up or a woman walked up to you and offered you a drink, or you were in Starbucks and she said, I'm going to cover your drink. Mm-hmm. What are you going to think? You're going, holy shit, what?
Desperate.
Desperate is living the life that they're living right now. Desperate is thinking Botox is going to keep father a time away. Desperate is caking on makeup, knowing deep down, or getting at those things that cover up your crow's feet and all your blemishes. That's desperate. But let's bring in. Wait, let's bring in this other call real quick. They've been waiting for a second. Hold on. 868, did you have a comment, a question, or something? What's up, 868?
Yeah. Good night. Good night to the panel, Steve and the ladies. I have a comment. Okay. What I realize about women and men, and first of all, ladies, I agree, women are special. But let me explain why.
Thank you.
So, women today and for some time now try to follow Bible standards for relationships, meaning they want monogamy, they want a good man, but at this side, they still want to have side guys, the nice guy, the so-called high-value man, standard, and expect the same result. It's just hypocrisy. So there's no difference. What I wanted to address here is that there's no difference between the woman who has sex on the first date or the woman that has sex after 100 dates. It all based on whatever standards the woman decides to live by. Now, addressing what Steve said, women who serve men immediately, like that same coffee shop scene, using a Bible example, when Rachel met the servant, took the water down to the well and fed all his sheep. And that was the woman, that was the sign the man needed to pick the woman for Jacob, for his wife, the woman that was willing. He didn't went down to the well and take out the water and feed the sheep and he goes, she did it. She was willing to serve a stranger.
No. Hallelujah. Shit, keep talking.
So Carl, what are you getting at? What's your in-game point?
My point is women need to know what standards, according to Dave Chappelle. You're dressing like a prostitute. I think you're a prostitute, but you're not a prostitute. So either you want to live your life, or it's your choice. And I, just like Steve said, I don't judge women. I love all women. I have women who are friends, who work, prostitute, whatever. I have different friends, kind of friends. But women I know. But women...
Dang. He came for you a little bit, Steve. He said, not the kind of friends you have, Steve.
No, I mean, women need to decide, I want to end now, what life they want to live. If you want to live a life of monogamy, you can't be out there picking up guys on the side and expecting to find the right guy. Either you live a life like Bible standards, or you live a life that is free, which is you meet guys, you smash, you don't like him, you move on. We don't judge.
Okay. You can't. So you're saying pick one. So either just do it willy-nilly or go by the Bible principles.
Fully.
How do you feel about that, caller?
Repeat, sorry.
How do you feel about taking a woman out on a date before you have sex with her, like courting her? How do you feel about courting women?
Of course, nothing's wrong with courting a woman, but it has to be by the man. I am courting you, and I like lobsters and shrimps and beef. And I take you out to eat, just like a king. I'm a king. I take you out. I take you out to my banquet. I will present a menu to you. So, and a king could come in different sizes. So, a gentleman who's a king could take you to Starbucks and buy you a donut and a coffee. And that woman who is humble and willing will appreciate that, just as the guy who bought the steak and the lobster. So, the idea is how the man feels about himself and presenting himself towards the woman. And like I said,
so you
it's just
you take a woman out before you have sex.
I don't have to, but if I want to, I will. But if you believe as a woman, if you believe in that as a woman, and that's what you want, that's your belief, and that's what you're looking for.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you.
Those are the guys you should go for. But how many dinners does it take to have sex? I mean, it's kind of...
So is that why you're buying dinners?
It comes up to a volume thing.
Wait a minute, now about
five dinners.
My balls still dry.
Do you have a certain limit on how many dates you pay for before you cut her off if no sex is being had?
Before, I had an opinion of 3 dates, but now I don't do dates at all in terms of I just go for coffee. But
good.
Just being fair, being on the woman's side of the argument, you could take a woman on 100 dates and still take another woman on 10 dates. And if that's the woman I wanted and she wants 100 dates before she gives me sex, I get the sex after 100 dates, then what? What value system are we living by? Dates for sex, or are we dating towards marriage, or are we dating towards
a
relationship?
Which one are you? What is your answer?
Well, my answer is no dates. I sex after I feed you.
Okay, to be honest, it's okay. You don't have to be a creep. You could be a good guy.
Yeah,
you can say
right.
It. Go ahead. Say what you feel. Say your standards.
Yeah, say what you feel, because we got to continue. But hurry up and say what you feel, brother.
Yeah, I feel, honestly, it's difficult for me because I have to have sex with you before I feed you. I don't know. Sorry.
Before
that's
you
my
feed.
Policy now.
I don't know these men, because the suckers you hang out with are like, well, you gotta
be suckers. Because it's not like I go out with my male friends and I expect them to buy my meals.
You know that when they have those quote-unquote conversations, well, you know, I just don't understand why, you know, why am I having this problem? And, you know, I took her out and I showed her the world.
A man cannot have a friendship with a woman.
Hell no, man.
Is the craziest thing. Are there any guys out there that can call in that actually have female friends?
Please call if you got a female. If you have a female friend, call.
I mean, I think that exists.
No, wait.
I know it exists.
Okay, why would a man want to be with a woman who has other men? What are those other men giving you that that man can't give you? Why do you need other dicks around you? Why can't you
other people?
Cut
them
off?
I don't
see
them as dicks.
We just see them as other people.
They're people. They're
no,
not penises
they're not.
First.
They are
people.
Dicks. Wait, this is the okay.
They are people.
Boy, you're looking at it.
They happen to have penises.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever want to see.
I know you don't want to see them, but they're dicks. That's all they are. They're dicks. They're dicks.
Then that means that all we are are vaginas.
Well, you know, sometimes
what is Trash Can Way of saying? The problem is all these dumb men taking women to restaurants for the first date. Take her to the pool hall. Take her bowling. Take her to kart riding. Do something active or hit a museum. Anyway, and Poppy Blanco says,
"Oh yeah, calm down. Let's calm down, ladies. Calm down. You."
Anyway, Poppy Blanco says, I ain't going to cap. I would feel like a girl to offer me to buy me a drink.
Where is that? Poppy, where you said that?
On time, 10:24 p.m.
All right, 10:24. Blanco, peep game.
Poppy Blanco, yeah.
Yeah, Blanco. Okay, Blanco. All right, this is what I'm saying. Here's what I'm trying to tell ladies. The only way that you're not going to be seen as a sex object is to show him something outside of your titties and ass that you want. Listen, come on. I'm not talking about you on the panel, but all y'all ladies listen to me. We all stop this.
All the ladies out there.
All this goddamn lying. You ladies out there, if you're not dressing to compete against other women, you're dressing to get attention from men. Do you really think Dave Chappelle said, have your titties pop out of your turtleneck? We know what you want. I'm not saying one as in you're a whore or a slut. I'm not judging you. But what we notice about you is the insecurity. You are doing everything you can to get people to notice you. But here's the thing. You have so many people noticing you, they're just not the one for you because you don't want a sucker. A woman can have a sucker whenever she wants. She can never have a man because a man's going to force her to be more than what she is with a sucker. A sucker will accept all this shit that these women are doing. That's why y'all are best friends. And they will accept that. They will accept you ain't fucking. They will accept that. God damn it. I don't even get to back on to that shit that friendship.
It always makes your head bust open.
I just don't understand what y'all talk about. Anyway, but what I'm saying is that, ladies, it takes a thief to catch a thief. And if you want a real man, you better get your ass in that club and buy him a drink. You better get your ass in Starbucks line and buy him a tea. You better show him that, you know what, I'm all about you. You know what, you don't have to take me anywhere special. Because compatibility.
No, not buying your shit. No, not right off the gate.
Compatibility.
No, you're starting bad habits early.
Men do not appreciate when you treat a man good.
Be a damn man. Buy a drink. Buy a meal, whatever. Waiting for another woman to buy you a drink, man,
What does a man get out of buying a woman a meal?
What do I get out of buying you one?
Well, you know what you get out of it? You finally get the guy to see
be
you
on a more, roster.
No, you finally get the guy to see you for more than titties and ass. He's going to say,
I got to
spend some money for him to see me as well.
You already spending money on the makeup, the eyeliner, and the clothes. You might as well spend something on something else. You're already
spending money. You know how much eyeliner costs? $2. Keep it pushing.
All right.
Stop it.
Starbucks drink, $2. Same thing.
You can't find nothing at Starbucks for $2. Stop playing. Not even a cookie. Ain't nothing at Starbucks for $2.
What I'm saying is, you ladies are all, not you ladies, but women are always complaining. I just don't understand, why is it always got to be about the sex? Because you make it about the sex by how you motherfucking dress up and how you act. And the way you act makes these men say, you know what? I'm not good. You know what? No, okay, she won't play that game.
Okay. That sound like
sex. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah.
Like
he said, no. He said, you want to play that game?
Oh, yeah, you got raped because
No. I'll never say that just because they dress like sluts, they are. I'm not saying that because you know what the weird thing is? The good girls dress really bad, and sometimes the whores dress down. So it's kind of weird. You remember, like, y'all remember Grease? Kay, mm-hmm. I know you remember Grease. It was kind of like that, you know what I mean? You remember Grease?
Oh, how old he think I am? I've never seen Grease.
Grease, goddamn, come on. You know you see goddamn Grease. Anyway.
I swear to you, I've never seen Grease.
All right, well, anyway, what I'm saying is this. A lot of these ladies that are listening right now don't have a ring on their finger, and all they're doing is the same thing.
Nothing you're telling them is going to get them money.
Oh, it will, because it's
out. No, it won't.
Okay. It won't in your eyes because you're an emotional woman. I'm not an emotional woman now. I'm trying to tell you that you want these guys.
I'm a logical woman.
Okay. Oh, God. You want these guys to see you.
Oh, God.
You want these guys to see you for more than ass, right? So then you're going to have to do something.
It's just going to take one conversation with Mr. Stevie as more than a physical being.
No, because...
One conversation. Yeah.
Because the first conversation is it's a lie. That's the representative.
Who's the lie? You know, who's lying, me or him?
The woman is always lying. And
no, it's the dude that's always lying. Stop playing.
Wait, if you're dealing with a sucker, he's lying to you. A man is not going to lie to you.
Yes, they lie all day, every day.
No, guys lie to you. Men keep it a buck because they have options. They'll keep it a buck because they don't care what you do. And the fact that they don't care is why a lot of these women love to fuck. And you know what? They know, they say, you know what? I know I'm not going to have the relationship, but I'd rather have a little bit of a man in my life than be with a group. No, it's not. Look, why? So you mean the women are lowering
the bottom of the basin. When you let the water out the drain in the sink, that crap left behind, that's what that is.
These women are looking for love, and they're looking for their happily ever after, right? Right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have their happily ever after. Okay? They're right now.
That's because you men have too many options.
Wait, no. You got to be the one. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And the chicken heads keep giving y'all ass day one. I don't want to put any work into a woman that won't give you ass day one.
You don't have to give ass day one, but you got to.
Day three.
Yeah, maybe day three. But you got to fucking train. You got to put in more work, and y'all women feel like you don't have to put in work. And listen. The women back in the day, you want to know why it worked so good? Because they knew that they had to put work in to get these men's attention. There's nothing really special about these women.
Let's evaluate something right quick. The ratio of available men and available women has always been a huge disparity between the two. There's always been a huge disparity. So technically, good men have always been the commodity.
True.
Period. It's the mindset that has changed.
Right.
It's the numbers haven't changed. The mindset has changed. Because we got guys like you out here telling me too. Get laid and don't have to put any work in. And then you got these trifling ass women out there that's throwing that ass in the circle day one. With no requirements. So dudes don't have to put any work in. So then dudes have decided, well, shoot, why should I put any work? Why should I wait? Why should I send texts? Why should I call? Why should I do all of this stuff when I could just get ass by sending a random ass text to a random ass chick? And I'm going to get laid in the process so I can keep my money in my pocket save my time and my effort.
Yep.
And just keep screwing chicken heads.
No, they're not chicken heads. They're high class women.
Yeah, no. They're chicken heads.
No, what?
No,
I mean, what's a high class woman? What's a high class woman?
what's
a woman that values herself will not be fucking on day one, two, and three. Okay.
High class woman is one that's going to submit, serve, fuck, and shut the fuck up. That's a high class woman that knows her place and realizes that, you know what? I'm going after his last name. I'm going after his ring. And I got
to
get my shit together because, you know what? I ain't got much time. So when you ladies, if you ladies are like 25 years old, you at that crossroads, you can say what y'all doing. I'm using my body to get free meals, free drinks, get driving around, my rent paid and all the other shit. Or you use that body and you use your mind connected to get a motherfucking man to see you for more. You okay? Don't you women want to be seen bit more than ass? Don't they?
I mean, y'all perception is y'all reality. You can't make a man see us any differently. If you're already in that mindset, then I want you to stay in that mindset.
No,
that's what I want.
That's
what helped me decipher the men I really want to be with and the men I ain't got nothing to do with. So I appreciate that. Yeah. So good. See us as walking titties and a walking vagina. That's great.
Y'all ladies know
that.
I'm not trying to scare the ladies that's listening, but ladies, you do understand every year or every few seconds, there is a new up-and-coming chick that just came into the Serengeti.
And wait,
you got to understand that.
And?
You must understand
that. And they coming in under your teaching,
guys,
so that's good. That means nothing.
These guys don't have to put up with. Key thing. They don't have to put up with. You got to put up with. Because you know that you want to have, you want your 2.5 kids, you want your dog, white picket fence, and a fucking pie out the window, however your little fantasies are. Not you,
right.
But a lot of these women. Y'all want the happily ever after. You want
right.
the children.
Men don't want the happily ever after?
What do y'all want?
Men don't want to be happily married.
Men don't think about no happily ever after or anything like that.
Not happily ever after. You want to be happily married. You want to be in a good, healthy relationship. Period.
Do you not want a good, healthy relationship? The only person that can be in a good, healthy relationship is when a woman proves her value and her worth. And
do
you
want to be in a good, healthy relationship? Yes or no?
But
that's a simple question.
What?
Do you want to be in a good, healthy relationship?
Because as a man, you
do. Men in general. You keep talking about males versus men.
Yeah,
do men want good, healthy relationships, or do men just want to get laid?
Okay, listen, men doesn't want anything. They create what they want. A man creates what he wants. But that's up to the man.
Do you want it?
The man can choose. You know the man.
I'm not asking what you create. I'm asking, do you want it?
It's up to the man. He can have whatever he wants. He can have it all. If he wants a relationship, he can have one. You want to know why? Because he'll set the standard of what it is for him. And if she can't hit that standard, she's just going to be a piece of ass. That's the beautiful thing. Now, let's talk about you guy friend, your male friends, the goofballs and the cupcakes. The cupcakes, on the other hand, they think by being kind and sweet and sitting there and listening to all the things and just agreeing with you and all that others, never saying no to you and always coming to you with problems. Women have a lot of problems. Why do you think a woman wants to hear a guy go to, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second? I got a problem. You really think that makes a woman wet hearing a cupcake?
Who's trying to get them wet? Maybe he's a friend.
Yes, that's a really good guy.
And we love that guy too. What's wrong with that guy helping her move? What's wrong with that?
No, someone you can
actually listen to. Because when you call your guy friends, you can't have a real deep conversation about stuff. You got to keep shit superficial and shallow. So But if you have a female friend that you trust, that you can talk to and have a real conversation and actually talk about things that matter in life other than sports, then what's the problem with that?
Hey, ladies.
It's not our fault if some men, males, however you want to phrase it, are incapable of seeing past the vagina.
Hey, they all see the vagina. Ladies. Hey, the new Spider-Man trailer just came out. Y'all better start talking to them guys about that, because if you want to be different.
Dude, I already know what day I'm going to see. Stop playing. It comes out on the 17th. I'm going to see it on the 18th.
And not only not only that, you already should have the tickets ready.
Dude, did you not see my Venom t-shirt?
I got you. But no,
you see my Venom t-shirt?
I'm saying that for these ladies, you better go buy that ticket early. You better go buy those tickets for them, because that's the kind of shit that separates you. It's not him do it for you, because he's going to do it for you, because you're getting his ring. You're getting his last name.
If we do it right, but we do it the way you want us to do it, ain't nothing. We ain't getting nothing.
I was going
to
let you watch that shit.
You win, ladies. You win.
He watched it because I drag my husband to watch stuff like that, the Marvel stuff, the DC stuff. He ain't interested.
I'm saying.
He watched it for me.
Ladies, I'm trying to help the ladies. I want you ladies to win. But the only way you're going to win is get off that Oprah Winfrey bus of you're valuable, you're special, but yet you're single, alone, and you got nothing but cum war wounds on your body.
Hey,
your
we're going to fix
okay,
that.
Hold on,
we don't fix that.
Tish, here's the problem. Okay. So because we have self-confidence that we're not low-hanging fruit, he needs to knock us down a couple of pegs so we can do the low-hanging fruit.
No,
you see how that works?
No.
Yeah.
Because as long as you have the self-confidence and God forbid you believe you're special and you could actually bring something, some value to someone's life,
okay.
because you believe highly in yourself, you want low-hanging fruit. So you're not the target. So that's a problem because you're not the target because you're not dumb enough to just start fucking people because they took you to the damn park.
Let spread your ass cheeks. Yeah, no to all of that. I mean, so sounds like to me, Steve, sounds like y'all men don't want to do no work. It sounds like y'all don't want to do any work. Y'all want to have a nice setup where the woman does all the work and y'all just kind of take it and just like be in a judgmental role. Is it enough? Is it not enough?
Right,
seems like that's what y'all want.
No, I promise you, if we had to go for your last name or your ring, I would be saying the same thing to the guys. Because we're the end game. And if we're the end game, you cannot create what you think is the game. You must create for us. You must find a way to please us. And then hopefully you be considered as somebody
worthy
of us.
What Trash Can Wave said. If a woman easily do things for me like that, I'm not wifing her. Why would I? She do it regardless of what I do. So I would not try to get, I would just try to get another. Just wife her and grow what's coming in from women.
I don't understand. What is he saying?
Well, basically what he's saying is if a woman is doing all those things you like to put videos and pictures of like cooking, folding clothes, if she's doing that right off the bat, then she's not doing that specifically for him. Then she's just doing it because she's doing that. That's just who she is as a person.
Well,
he wants somebody that wants to do it for him.
But wait a second. She's going to do it for him. She's going to do it for him.
Right, but that doesn't make her special because she does
it. No, the reason it makes her special is because she's putting aside her own selfish needs and realizing.
Why her needs got to be selfish?
That I know that, you know what, there's competition out there, and you know what, hey, I'm hearing that the time is moving along. You know what, I want a family. I need to hurry up because if I don't get this shit right, I'm going to have to mess with that nice guy. I'm going to have to find the nicest nice guy out of the guys I find very, very unattractive. I'm going to have to pick one of those motherfuckers and get my wedding, get my house, get my kids, and find a side dude on the side. So I'm not saying these ladies are not going to get married. I'm not saying they're going to find somebody. But eventually, They're going to settle for the K friends of the world, not K, but the friends of the world that, you know what, they got to pick the, it's like in nature, the zebra, you know, even a zebra can be an alpha in his pride, but once it gets near a lion, you know, game changes, but they've got to find, listen, ladies, I know you want a good man, but you're going to end up miserable, unhappy. Mm-hmm. And you're going to end up with a guy that
because
you don't
even
want.
Because of the man mindset.
No. It's not.
I'm not talking about your show. I'm talking about the man mindset, literally.
No,
the man mindset
no.
is screwed.
So
they're screwed. They're on a coochie chase. They stay
on
the coochie chase until the stuff start falling apart. Then when their dick don't work no more, they want to settle down with somebody.
They're
I don't want to hear that shit. Take your broke dick on somewhere.
I know what you're saying, but they're on a, you know what? What are you bringing to my world mindset? Your pussy and your ass and your titties are not really special because I
we
can
know
get
that.
That anywhere.
Ass is a dime a dozen.
I can get that. So then what else?
I'm almost out of wine, though. Stop playing.
Man, you need to go get that second bottle, girl. That's what we're saying. That's what we're trying to say. I'm just saying that it's hard for women to swallow. See, women, okay, you want me to tell the ladies you want to lie? All right, I'm going to take a moment to lie. You're good enough. You're special. And one day, if you keep praying, eating your vitamins, the marriage stork is going to drop the perfect guy.
You will never find a good woman. You will never find a good woman or the right woman for you if you are searching through her drawers first.
What? No. We got to get that out the way. Once we get that draw shit out the way, then we can start seeing after.
Again,
we
there goes the mileage.
We got to kick the tires. I'm sorry. I don't make
it. Do we have to kick the tires immediately?
Well, yeah, because you don't.
Oh, I'm not saying anybody should wait until they get married to have sex or even wait till you're in a serious relationship. But can we know where this is going? Can we know the intentions of each other first? The intentions are just to have sex, which you say, y'all say up front, I just want to have sex, then you're dealing with the low-hanging fruit that just wants to have sex and not looking for relationships.
No,
okay, go
no,
for it. Knock
because,
it out.
No, because, okay, let's take a high-hanging fruit woman. You know what? I just want to have sex
with
you.
The one
with
standards?
Yeah, I just want to have sex
okay,
with you.
Okay, go
listen,
ahead.
Okay,
listen,
yeah, okay. Someone like
is,
me, Steve.
This
I'm a,
I, all right,
I'm not
I'll,
playing.
I'll tell you, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want, and I'm just saying, listen. I know you're on the road to trying to find Mr. Right. I'm not even
right.
getting your way. I'm just going to be something that you can use other than a dildo when you have those lonely-ass nights versus drinking your wine, petting your cat, reading a book, watching a Lifetime channel, crying yourself to sleep. You can
you
have
stay
me.
And snuggle?
Hey, listen. If that's part of the contract you have, I can stay and snuggle with you. But listen, here's the thing. You keep going in search for that guy. You find Mr. Right.
I'm not him.
And right, I'm not.
I just want to fuck.
No, but that's what I'm offering. Right. Right. Right.
That's all I want. That's yes. all I want. I'm out. You stay on your path, boo. You stay
no,
on that
yeah,
path.
But
you,
I'm offering you.
You keep searching for that man. I ain't him.
But you know what? You
want to. Leave me on the studio. Leave me on
it. I'm just a speedbump.
No, but they are.
You don't even have to stop. Just slow down a little
you
bit.
Know
let
why
me hit that right quick, and you get right back on that path.
Man. You know why they're intrigued
I'm
by that?
I'm going to keep the cobwebs away while you on that path.
They're intrigued by that. Oh, we got the lines blowing up again. They're intrigued by that because. Because the average sucker is always lying to them. Hey, how you doing? Let's be friends. Let's hang up. I just really, really get to know the real you. I'm not like those other guys. There's no way I would have sex with you. No, I'm not like that. I like to take my time, and I'm not like those
guys. Yep, that sounds about right, Steve.
Hey,
yep.
Hey. You better, hey, be careful of those guys because those are the same guys that will tie you up, put you in a dungeon. You need to watch Netflix. They all got the same characteristics.
Hold
they
on.
Come to you like a bunch of nice guys. Be careful of those nice guys because they're lying.
I see a lot of doubt in the comments that I actually have a husband or that he's happy.
No. This ain't about, no. This ain't about, no, gentlemen. It's not ladies. Well, we're going to bring calls in. But guys, no, this ain't about, listen, this is a form Well, the ladies can say what they want, because I'm damn sure going to say what I want. So, no, let's be keep it cool. Don't judge. Remember, guys, y'all don't make no fucking judgment. Like,
no, nobody said anything disrespectful, okay, that I'm aware of. But I'm just saying, they don't seem to think I'm married. They think that someone said, Devo said, my husband is this bottle of wine I've been stuck in.
Oh, right. Devo, that's what they're doing. All right, I got the coach guys calling again. Hold on, but let me bring in 330 real quick. These will be the last two calls. Because we're going to still top it up. 330, would you, quick question. Would you have a question or comment? What's up, man?
Hello?
330. All right.
That's a no-go.
That's a no-go. Okay. Damn, dude. You've been waiting so long time. Let me try this line. It calls from two lines. 330, are you on this line, man? Hello? Going once. Going twice. All right, gotta let you go, brother. All right, air code 463. I think it's the coach again. What's up, coach?
It is Coach Brody in. And I just wanted to say, you know, one thing that people don't talk about is that just like men got Madonna whore complexes, women got gentleman gigolo complexes, right? Like a lot of women, they have a mindset when they insecure where their mindset is either you want to love me today, you don't even fucking know me, or you just want to fuck, and that's all it's ever going to be. If you really a secure woman, you can acknowledge the fact that you're sexually attracted to a man, and things can progress from there, and it doesn't mean it stops right there. But if you're so insecure that you think that because you gave a dude a little sliver of pussy that he needs to...
A sliver.
That y'all want so badly.
Nobody wanted that badly. This is the thing. A dominant man...
Hey, man. I can hear it in his voice. He's
not thirsty. No. You know what you hear in his voice? You hear, what, you know, you, no, you don't hear. Arch,
no, I wanted to hear what
desert,
that
is. Well, I'm going to let Fish say, wait. No, you know what you
Arizona.
Hear in his voice? You hear a motherfucker that's confident in who the fuck he is, and he doesn't mind telling you what the fuck the real is. See, y'all,
okay.
he's about could be. Not.
I'm listening. I'm trying
okay,
to listen.
Okay, my man.
Go ahead, coach. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Like. And the reason I'm passionate about this is because I coach men and women. And when I coach women, I got to walk them through this process. One thing I realize is secure women who have experienced dominant masculine energy from a man, they don't have issue with none of the shit that's being said because they know that that's what they want. They don't look at it as they're giving a man some pussy, getting some dick from him, because they're only dealing with men who they're attracted enough to actually go there with. Like, you know what? I think y'all women right here, shameless plug, I got a new video out. That shit is called... Cup Theory Part 3, Why Insecure Women Can't Be Submissive. Y'all should check that out, because on some real shit, that really breaks it down. It's like when you got that mindset, it's a gentleman gigolo complex where it's either only sex, that's all it's ever going to be. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you're a masculine woman trying to deal with a dominant man, everything that you're afraid is going to happen dealing with a man who's masculine is going to happen. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You think he going to abuse you? Either he's going to walk away. You think he's going to abandon you? He going to get lippy. He going to leave you alone. You think he going to abuse you? When he tells you to shut the fuck up, and then you try to rise up with him, and then you try to go head-to-head with him, and then you get your ass knocked out, you know?
Why is a man telling a woman to shut the fuck up?
I said, well, listen, I said, when you shut the fuck up, they push to get wet.
Let me clarify, I am a submissive woman. I submit to my husband. He's an alpha male. There's no reason for me not to submit to him. Okay? Now, but my husband texts me. So why would he tell me to shut the fuck up? I'm just trying to figure out what relationship that's okay in.
I'm
going to break it down for you, right? There, when a man is dominant and masculine and he's unrefined in his aggression and his masculinity,
and
that
his
energy represents
up.
A big dick.
He can dick. Say be
his
quiet.
Is a big dick going. Like, listen, if you need a man to sugarcoat what he got to say to you in order for you to receive it, you masculine. Simplest put. Because,
come
you know
on,
what? I'm going
to
break it down. I'm going
to say, hey, him to be disrespectful to me?
Well, what is this?
I would never speak to him like that. Why would he speak to me like that? That is some disrespectful shit. I wish a motherfucker might.
Okay. All right. Wait. I'm not listening. I'm not saying you're right. I don't believe a man should talk that way to a woman, but I do believe a man just walks the fuck away and fires your ass on the spot. Cause you ain't the real ones just gonna walk away. But Kay, you gotta understand what this man's saying is true, because let me explain something. The guys that you're friends, I'm not gonna use you, Kay. I'm saying like Kay that has a lot of these guy friends and shit, right? These soft motherfuckers and shit. A lot of soft men become very emotional, like this man is saying, where they feel a sense of loss is coming or something like that, and they feel they have controlled the narrative by trying to be what they think is a man by saying exactly what this man is saying. You better shut the fuck up. Like, for instance.
So would a real man need to tell a woman to shut the fuck up?
Hold on, coach. No, what I'm saying is this real quick. What I'm saying is a man never should raise his voice no higher than I'm talking right now. I don't believe in arguing and all that other shit. Look, you got every right to feel what you want to feel. You got every right to think what you want to think and say what you want to say. But if you raise your goddamn voice higher than I raise mine, I'm not going to tell you to shut the fuck up. We're done. You're as you're walking out, it's like that, like at the ham sandwich at the ham store where you grab your little tickets for like Thanksgiving ham and shit. Or no, it's turkeys, not turkey.
Next.
You're going to be a next. But no,
I'm right there with you.
All right, go ahead, coach. Go ahead and finish.
So why would any man speak to a woman She's not talking to him like that. Why is he talking to her like that? That's the point I'm making. I get what you just said. I'm right there with you. I'm not going to sit here and yell at my husband. My husband's not going to sit here and yell at me because we respect each other. But I'm trying to figure out what relationship is it okay that a man should say shut the fuck up and she just shuts the fuck up.
Go ahead, coach, with that quick answer we continue. Go ahead, coach.
All right. So I'm going to touch that from two different angles. One angle is this right here. I don't raise my voice with women. I'm not saying that's how a man should react or a man should respond with a woman. But what I'm saying is this. There's a certain place you can get to in your feminine energy to where the raw aggression, unfiltered masculinity of a man is something that turns you on. I've been with women, right? Here's an example. I'm fucking a woman. I got her pinned down. I tell her to shut up, right? Afterwards, she's like, why didn't you tell me to shut the fuck up? You know, there's different instances where that. Another thing is like this.
Oh, no, that's a whole other thing. You can call me anything you want to. Listen, you can't do that while we just having a conversation. Or you say, I said something you didn't like. That's what I'm talking about. You made the statement, shut the fuck up. Who are you saying that to, and under what circumstances, and why is it okay?
Listen, every interaction I have with a woman is sex. Even if we're not having sex, every interaction is sex. She going to feel my dominant masculinity. That's what she going to feel. Every interaction we have is sex. So sometimes
if you
I'm
have
be
true dominant masculinity, then why do you need to say shut the fuck up?
Okay.
Because that's what she likes.
If you are an alpha male, if you claim to be a real man, you don't talk to women that way. Period.
I'm not okay. I agree with you. But what I'm saying is this. I'm saying the ones that are saying shut the fuck up, the ones that are putting their hands on
women. Are punk-ass men.
Right, are the same punk-ass men that go to you women that
complain about fucking women.
Man, the men ain't doing that. The real ones are not doing that.
And real men are not saying shut the fuck up to women.
No, but
they're not cussing at their women.
But
they're not being disrespectful.
Because
you don't have to be. You don't have to. If you are a true alpha male and you run in your household, there will never be a need for you to even think to speak to your woman like that.
I know, but when you have feminine energy in you, when you have woman in you, okay, when you a cake, you got feminine energy in you, sometimes you're not thinking about your strength that you have. You're lashing out like a goddamn woman would lash out. And that's how they lash out. Men don't do that. Men don't fight. We just roll the fuck off. We got so many opportunities, options. We ain't arguing with you. Why would I do that? Why would I waste a moment of my precious voice and my breath to argue with you? Goodbye. You're gone. And that's how simple it is. But when you're dealing with someone that's feminine energy, they act out with emotion plus strength. equals shut the fuck up. And if you don't, it's going to be like that football player that was beaten on.
A man telling a woman to shut the fuck up is a bitch ass move.
But it comes from bitches. That's what you. What I'm saying is, it comes from bitches. The same guys that you women want to be friends with are the same guys that will be abusive. The same ones that would
if
tell you.
If your woman respects you, then your woman is not going to cross you in a way that would make you speak to her that way.
Okay.
If you are a true alpha male and you are running your shit like you're supposed to run your shit, then you're not going to have those problems in your household.
He's insecure. He's working every move.
Who's insecure? The gentleman on the call said shut the fuck up and she didn't respond properly? I mean, what?
All right, we'll get to that coach say the last word before we take. Coach, what'd you want to say on that, coach, real quick, while we finish? What'd you want to say, coach?
So I was going to finish my last point and go to my second point. So my last point, my first point was this. Every interaction I have with a woman is sex. Every interaction is sex. It's going to relate to that in some type of capacity, even if we're not having sex that time when I see her. Things that are aggressive. It's not about being abusive with a woman. When a woman reaches a certain level in her feminine energy, she wants and she desires that raw aggression. I curse like a sailor in my everyday life. If I'm going to talk to a woman in a way, I'm filtering the way I talk to make her comfortable. That's feminine. I'm not talking about beating no bitch's asses. I'm not talking about abusing a woman and trying to talk down to her. I'm talking about dealing with a woman whose energy with me is when I get a little bit aggressive, that gets her more turned on. And then the second aspect of this is you said if she doesn't talk to you like that, why would you talk to her like that? One, because I'm a coach. I'm a boxing coach. When you're a boxing coach or you're a sensei in a dojo, you a man, your game, how you deal with women is your martial art. Every woman who comes into your dojo, she's a white belt. She works her way up. When you're a master, respect doesn't look the same between a master and a student. And if you feel like being a white belt is something that makes you feel belittled, one, you're insecure because you don't acknowledge the fact that you got something to learn. But two, you're in a position where, okay, cool, you don't respect me enough to come up under my wing and to be a white belt with me. I'm good on you. But if you learn and you apply yourself, then you might work your way up to a black belt. But just because you're a black belt still doesn't mean you're on my level because I'm still growing as a man.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, thank you, Coach. We'll throw you in, but we appreciate you calling in, brother. But let me say this to y'all. Lines are down, but let me say this to y'all ladies. Listen, what y'all ladies understand is that when men, even coaches, like Coach was saying, all the shit y'all hear right now, like shut the fuck up and get your bitch ass up, that's how men talk to men. When Coach saying, like, If you're a coach or you're in a
not according to coach, because he was
I'll bring him into because I don't want to speak for that man. But what I'm saying is that I understand what he's saying. When I came up in the game at 9, my mentor would call me all kind of bitches. You weak, sorry motherfucker, get your bitch. You know that everything. That's how he talked to me. I accept that because that's how men toughen your ass up. Mental toughness, right? But males will take that kind of energy and carry that shit over to the feminine with
that's
women.
That's what the fuck he did. Just said he talks to his women like that. They like that aggressive shit. I like aggressive shit too, but you better not disrespect me.
All right, but I want to coach a last word. I want you to defend yourself. I don't know what you do and what you don't do. I can't speak for you. So
he says because he curses all the time that it's okay for him to talk to her like that.
I'm saying I don't filter the way I talk and change the way I talk to make a woman comfortable. That means the things that I'm going to say in a regular day. Now, I don't get out of pocket like that with men, and I don't get out of pocket like that with women. But what I will say is this. When a woman has a high level of feminine energy, a high level of sexual attraction, sometimes she craves that. Sometimes there's women I've dealt with. Some of
how do you know that? You're not a woman. Has a woman ever told you that?
I mean, like a woman that has common sense
and standards? Are you assuming she likes that? Or, like, how do you know? Because only a woman, and we're women.
His feminine energy picked up on it.
I mean, as women, we tell her we do not like that. Even if we lie and say we do, we don't like that. We really don't.
I know some women that prefer to be spoken to a certain type of way, but I don't know any real women that want a man talking to them like that outside of the bedroom.
Right, it's toxic, and that's all.
Very toxic. That's not healthy, and that's what we're doing in front of our kids. Are we doing that in front of our kids too? I'm just trying to understand.
No,
I guess you don't cut your language in front of the kids either. So,
okay.
So a man that wouldn't curse in front of his kids, is that a male instead of a man? I'm just trying to understand these rules that I've never heard of before. And any man that cannot change his language, and I'm not saying you got to all of a sudden change your tone of voice and, you know, use correct grammar 24/7 and never, ever curse. But if you don't feel like you need to adjust your language in the presence of women, that's a problem in itself.
But who says she's a woman?
What?
No.
So I guess there's male and women. There's male and men, and then there's females and women.
And women, right? Wait, if you're a
I'm a grown ass woman,
right? But
and I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Right, but but
women
are so desperate and so goddamn needy.
They'll take that shit.
Exactly.
They'll take that shit.
Right.
I got it.
Right.
Okay, so again, we're talking about the low-hanging fruit that allow a man to talk to them like that.
Kay, this is what you understand, Kay. I don't know why you think they're low. They come from
got to be low because they don't love themselves or respect themselves enough to require respect in return.
How many women, don't give me the number, Kay, how many women have you coached that still, that you try to coach, be valuable, don't give up the pussy, and try to act feminine, they still fucking. They still giving up the pussy. They're still calling you because, you know what, I slipped and I sucked his dick. I slipped and I know I should.
I hear that a lot.
So are they low-hanging fruit or do they come from different levels of the branch? So you tell them they're low-hanging fruit?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, guess what?
Yep.
You ain't going to get away from this one. There are a lot of women that have good morals, man. They're good women. They're above low.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman exploring herself sexually and she want to have multiple sex partners. I say knock herself out. I'm not saying it. I'm saying when you have set a standard that this is what you're looking for and you're out there screwing everybody, hoping that you get in, you leading with the coochie first, low-hanging fruit.
Wait a second. What else you going to lead with? Hey. Whoa!
My wonderful personality and conversation.
I got it.
Wait.
And if that's not enough for him, that's fine. He can walk.
Wait a second.
To the next.
So I'm across the street and I see a woman. I'm like, oh my God, her personality is just.
No,
oh
I know
God.
What draws you. What brings you in?
Well,
there's got to be something physical that's going to bring you in. You're not going to just hear my wonderful conversation from across the street and then skip over traffic to come get to me. I get that.
Right. So if I know that I see that round ass and I'm saying to myself as a regular guy, say, whoa, you know what? I can see my dick between her ass cheeks and shit like that. Do you actually think your personality is on my mind?
Do you think I give a fuck?
No, it doesn't matter
thing.
What
if
you
if my personality isn't engaging you and you're like, oh, I want to get to know her better. Oh, I'm not saying he's not thinking, oh, I still want to hit. But if he's not wanting to get to know me better and all he wants to do is hit, deuces.
Do you
I've lost nothing.
Do you
and I have no extra miles.
Do you
I'm good.
Right, but do you understand why your personality is not yours, Gabe? I'm saying a lot of women, their personality is fucked because their personality is tied into fucking clicks. It's tied into likes. It's tied into tight clothes.
Absolutely.
It's tied into push-up
agree.
Bras. It's tied into makeup, hair, weave, nails, fake eyes.
Yes.
So here you go. You are living a fucking lie, but you want someone to be real with you? You coming off the gate.
Who's living a lie? Are y'all approaching women with nude faces and natural afros?
No.
I'm just asking.
No, we can't.
Because I think women with afros and stuff like that. You know, I wear my locks most of the time, and I wear my locks, and men approach me about my hair all the time.
White women, are they
women
coming to white women? What are they going towards the white women with the non-beach face? With, you know, I'm saying, with no makeup on and stuff like that?
It's
looking
not,
like hell?
Okay.
No, y'all
no.
not.
It's not what they're going for. It's not, I'm not
making
this
that before they'll accept the pussy doing.
I'm rolling, it's a woman thing. I'm not making a race thing. I'm saying that. You're banking on, you pushing all your chips to the table on makeup and how you look. There's no personality behind that. You're so busy. Look, not you ladies. A lot of these women. Let me tell more of these women out here that's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying that. Look at all the guys. Look at all the swinging dicks you have in your DMs. Look at the swinging dicks you have on your Instagrams, your Facebook, or whatever fucking thing apps you have. Look at all the swinging dicks that not only do you have, you've accumulated. Again, we ain't going to get into this again, but you ladies, I'm sorry, I know it's going to sound like Little House on the Prairie type shit.
Okay.
You ladies should cut those dicks off. No man.
You split that, Steve. You don't want to be friends with me, and you're not going to make us get rid of me, old friend, so you can just hang that up. You keep trying to browbeat us into that. No, that's not going to happen.
I'm saying,
no. Heck no.
Why would a man is not or does not feel that he needs to compete? I'm not competing. Oh. I'm just speaking for the guy. Nice meeting you.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, you can.
Someone,
yes.
This is in reference to the chat. Someone says, because I'm cursing and I'm aggressive right now.
Oh,
that I'm
shit,
not
you're fine by me. I'm
not talking to my motherfucking husband.
Right. She ain't talking to my motherfucking husband. She's talking to my motherfucking
husband. Why would I be submissive on here?
Yeah, right. No, it's not about her being fucking submissive to me and shit. I'll let her hair down. That's what this show's the motherfucking about. Yeah. I'm saying
I'm not going to be submissive on this show. What the fuck? Who am I submitting to? Another male? No. Or a man? No.
Wait, no.
I submit to my husband and only my husband.
And, but you know the sad thing about this? Is she was acting this way to them cupcake motherfuckers that she talked to. You know what? They would say, man, I need to leave her alone, man. She making me feel like a bitch. And I...
Oh, first of all, hold on. No. Because this is my general personality when I'm dealing with my friends. This is how I deal with my friends, male or female, period. I say exactly what the fuck I'm thinking. Exactly how I'm thinking it. That's just me.
I'm just saying that.
But will I roll up out of my bed and go and fix my husband some breakfast and take it to him and serve it to him and bring him lunch and bring him dinner, rub his back, massage his feet, and fuck him? Yes. All day, every day. He has to ask for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So if he told you to cut your male friends off, would you do it?
I am submissive to him.
So if he said cut all your male friends off, would you do it?
No.
Well, first,
he wouldn't ask me to do that. If he asked me to cut off a specific male because there was a problem, If he asked me to cut off a specific male because there was a problem, I would. I don't dictate his friends, he don't dictate mine.
If he's king and he says to do it, you do it. If he said, I'm not saying he's going to, I'm saying if he say do that shit, you don't question him. You be like, hold on, I'm getting taken care of that shit right now. There should be. But
I have cut guys off that he said, okay, he didn't like that particular guy. I have cut that off. I've actually done that, but it wouldn't make any sense to me. It's got to make some sense.
Ladies, this all you single ladies, don't you come in this shit with other dicks. I'm telling you, all you ladies that's single right now, you come in a relationship with dicks, you're going to be seen as a woman that's just going to get dick. Listen to Uncle.
But to be fair, y'all always try to bust women down to just be a vagina anyway, Steve. You know what? There are a sector of men like you and your people in your chat that love to conquer women who come to the scene with sin. And then y'all want to bust her down to just being some walking vagina with legs.
No.
Yeah, that's what y'all do. Y'all trying to say y'all come across a woman with some standard and value and you try to lift her up higher.
Yes.
No, y'all don't do that. Y'all do the bust down.
Yes, we do.
The bust down.
Busting them down.
They like her insecure.
The more weed she got, the more she hates herself. They love it. We know they hate themselves. We know these women hate themselves, but we're trying to uplift
them. And they love it. You ain't trying to uplift them. You trying to fuck them.
Get them to our name, our time, and our dick. We're trying to, while they're climbing that mountain to get to the ring like Smeagol on Lord of the Rings.
Her self-worth drops just a little bit more every time she gets one of y'all mugs in between her legs.
Nah, man, it doesn't.
She loves herself just a little bit less. She feels just a little dumber. Every time she let one of y'all in between her legs, And y'all hit and miss. Y'all hit and run.
She's upset because she realized that she gambled the pussy with the wrong guy. She gambled the pussy with the guy that said, you're sweet, you're beautiful, you're special, and I just want our friendship to last forever. And then she walked away sniffing her panties. But I just care about you so much.
Whatever.
And I think that when love happens, because if you let something go and it's really love, it is really meant to be. And I think, you know, we've been friends for, you know, over 6 years, 8 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, 14 hours, and 53 and 54 seconds. I think it's time that I let you know that I want to not sleep or have intercourse with you. I want to take my time, and I want to date you and get to know. Do you think that's what y'all waste your time on? Y'all want the bullshit fantasy. But you know what you fall for? You ain't special. If you want that dick, call me. And you know what? If you don't like what the fuck I'm saying, go find another motherfucker. And you know they'd be like, oh, my God. Why do you say that? And they go, remember, ladies, Mickey Mouse set that shit up for us. Everything.
I'm going back to Mickey because
I'm bringing that shit on. Everything you hated about us, you hated when you were little girls. But now when y'all are older adult women, you love the bad boy. You don't want the good guy. You know you don't want the good guy.
I mean, bad boys have their place. They're fun.
Oh, my God.
Y'all got your place.
Fuck out of here, man.
just like dumb
bad
women
boys
have
make
their place.
Good psyches material, I guess.
So, Steve,
anybody trying to get serious with no bad boy.
Vega asked earlier if you are the fat side dude. Are you a certified side dude?
Even though there's no such thing as a side dude, Vegas.
Hold on. What do you mean there's no such thing
there's
as
no
a
side
dude?
It's just a dick. You're just fucking.
Side dick, side dude. What's the difference?
Well,
yeah, side dick, side dude. So are you a certified side dude or not, Steve?
All men are. Yes, they are.
We're asking about you. We're not talking about the rest of the men. We're talking about
all
you.
All men are. Yeah,
Are you the side?
I have been.
Are you currently a side dude?
How many women do you have on the roster right now? And how many of them are married?
Look, I am truly hurt that you ladies.
Are you the speed bump? while she's on her path to marriage, are you the speed bump?
Look.
Are you removing cobwebs? Are you snake and drain?
All men do things, but you know what? With the higher hanging fruit, you never put your business out on the street because these women are pillars of the community.
Pillars of the community. Oh my God!
You can't talk about those things. What stays in Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? It's the same thing. But God damn it, if y'all can't smell motherfuckers that's doing shit, then y'all need to really clear your eyes out and see what the fuck is in front of you, because the real ones are.
Whatever you talk about. My Vivid Live asks, have you ever met I don't know who she's asking this to, but have you ever met a woman who you didn't want to take advantage of? And so what happened?
There are several women I don't like to take advantage of. One of my biggest problems is I get bored with women. But there are times that I'm in a bed with a woman, or we're messing around, or I'm about to take her clothes off, and I tell her, you know, hey, and I'm being honest with you. I do tell a lot of ladies that, look, you don't want to be with someone like me. I honestly.
Why do you say that, Steve? Why are you saying
this? You don't want a guy like, you don't want someone like me.
Why? What's wrong with
because
you?
Because we're never going to have a real, wait, let me see. I showed the guys yesterday. Let me see if I got it on my little piece of paper. Here it is right here. See this?
You have no.
Because of this right here. See that right there? The contract. Because of the contract, there are times where a lot of women want more. No, I'm saying, listen. you don't want someone like me. And
okay.
And let me, and again, I'm it's not a game. It's not, listen, you want your happily ever after. I'm not here to give you happily.
Why can't you do that? Why won't you?
Because it's not my job. Look, the agreement we have is that I'm your dildo. I'm your, you are to use me, pull me out of the closet and use me. But the relationship, no, go find your relationship. I'm in the corner right over there cheering you on with motherfucking man pop pom saying, go get the guy of your dreams.
Wow.
Go after that guy. Wait, you don't think these women don't have that? Whoa. Wait, come
wow.
on. You don't say these women that's bitching about they can't find a man, you don't think they got that new, that.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's
they
what
do.
I'm saying.
So I mean, but most men, they lead a woman down thinking that it could be more than what it's going to be. So they're not upfront like you would
but
be.
That, but no,
I mean, hold on. Are you really upfront, Steve? Are you just saying you upfront? Are you really upfront?
Here's the contract. Here's the
beautiful
contract.
Yeah, that looks very sturdy.
I know,
that looks like that's going to get it done.
All right, here's the contract. It's a beautiful. It's a win for you. You win.
I'm sorry. What are we winning again?
I'm going to show you what you win. No insecurities. That means I'm not going to fuck up what you have if you have something. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to get jealous. I'm not going to even question what the fuck you're doing or why you're doing it. And if you have as many guy friends as you want. Go on as many dates until you go find what you're looking for.
So if we're in a quest of looking for somebody we want to be with, why would we make that pit stop to someone who don't give a damn about us?
No. In the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the in the meantime, man. When you want to feel special. When you want somebody to whisper something in your ear. Little sweet nothings. When you want that guy to give you a full body massage, you know, just see you in the bubble bath. Oh, when you want those things that you ain't getting from them, you just rub the genie bottle. You rub it three times. And guess what? When you're ready to get rid of me, I won't beg to say you get, when you ready to get rid of me, I'll go. It's the perfect contract. For the woman, that means she can have both. She can have her cake and eat it too, and not worry that. See, now here's the problem. See, most women get with that guy, and be like, you know, girl, this is what we're gonna do. Then we're like, well, why you talk to that guy? And where you been at? Why ain't you calling me? And then he gonna be that same motherfucker right at her door, fucking her shit up, or trying to bust in her wedding or something. No, don't get married. I love you. You were with me.
You never did that, Steve. You never got tripped out one time.
I told you I tripped up with the older chick. The only one that got me was the chick that was older than me. That my first
one. No, tell us, sir. I never heard
the
this
one
story.
That made me cry. No. Yeah, I told you. Yeah, that's the only one. The only one that got me because I was 13. She was 24. That was the only one that.
Got
me.
No.
That was the only one. At 14, she got me. 14. No, I tell all my guys. 14. She got me. She was a bisexual strip. Man, she was so bad. But I'm saying, every man is going to get hurt one time in his life. And
you're talking about 14 years old. That doesn't count.
Man,
I'm talking about when you are over the age of 20.
The people I know have been fucking since like 12, 13, younger than me. So when you hang out with lions, they fuck, man, y'all understand. The ones that got game are fucking out. I don't condone, let me say that right now. I don't condone you kids. Hey, you get your homework done and be somebody. Now, I'm just talking about me and the motherfucking back in the day. I'm just saying that. She got me. I can admit that. But now I understand.
She was like a 50-year-old woman. You're a baby.
Anyway, I'm not going to discuss all that because, you know, men think totally different from y'all that, like, when these teacher-student relationship happens, you really talk to these guys behind the scenes and ask. Yeah, we ain't going to go with that because y'all ladies don't need to know how bad we guys are. But what I'm saying is this, is that I offer – I've always offered the perfect contract. Now, they fall in love with how I am with them because I know women enough. I'm a smooth motherfucker. So I know I can hook them. I know I can hook them, but I try not.
But you're not even spending no money. We hook them.
I don't have to. Who says I got? When did money?
This is a dick.
It's not okay. It's an emotional emotional connection.
Hold on. So you want emotional connection too?
No. Emotional connections supersede dinners and all that other shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious.
Y'all
laugh all you want, but I know all the ladies, some of them ladies that's watching this right now, they know what the fuck I'm talking about. They like, emotional connection. Then after this shit is over, you ain't gonna believe. Why don't you come on, bring that dick over here while we fucking, why she riding that dude dick? You ain't gonna believe what Steve was saying about that. Now you fucking, you get that shit
you
done. And I'm gonna show you what some low hanging fruit is. I can't believe Chase said that. Now you shut the fuck up. But man, come on. There's a lot
you're
of.
You're right. There's women going to do that. You're
there's
right.
A lot of women knowing that shit, but they don't want it. They're in denial. And that's okay. I'm not here to judge. See, I'm not judging anybody.
So my favorite life says, you're right, Steve, but I wonder if you'll have the same viewpoints 20 years from now.
Baby girl, I've had the viewpoint since I was 9. I got into the game. What opened my eyes was when I was in the closet. My mentor put me in the closet, gave me a mirror. Like, if you have a mirror, y'all guys try this. You slide a mirror but under the door, you can see what's reflected on the other side. It's just beautiful. My mentor brings this bad chick in the bedroom, and he just sits on the bed, and he just, I don't know what the fuck he said in her ear, but he got her to take her clothes off and play with her. And he had all his clothes on the whole time. And the lesson that he taught me was, the number one rule is, you never go for what's between her legs. Once you conquer what's between her ears, it's a fucking wrap. And you
you're
don't
right.
Have to, and you don't have to pay for that. You just got to have enough skill to be able to do that. I mean, even when I was at the poetry clubs, and I didn't have to spend no money at the poetry club reciting poetry when I was fucking all those women in there. All I had to do was get up on the mic. And spit some yak in the mic.
That's groupie love.
No, but
I want to read a comment.
Oh, sure,
if y'all
sure.
Know.
Sure, please.
This
where
is from Coach Brody.
Coach Brody.
Something that feels disrespectful to a masculine woman will get a feminine woman's vote. The lack of respect and the lack of security in herself is what makes her feel that a man being raw is toxic.
Well, I believe him. I think he's absolutely right. It's
degradation doesn't work for everybody.
No.
Okay.
Well, wait. I'm not okay. I'm not saying I'm not ever degrading. You don't have to degrade
but
women.
But Coach Brody does.
Okay, but I'm not.
He
Coach
thinks
Brody.
That's sexy.
Okay. And on Coach Brody, I can't speak for him, but I understand where he's coming from. There are women out there that get off or role play on being dominated. That's
different, and that we're again talking about sex.
In the meantime,
some women do. Again, in the bedroom, there are certain things that are allowed. In our daily lives, why are we talking to each other in disrespectful ways? Why is that okay? That's what he's saying, that, you know, I clearly have masculine energy because I got riled up about the idea of my husband, or any man for that matter, speaking to me in such a way.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that I'm gonna work with you.
let's use a man and wife as an example.
Sure.
If a man and wife are using this type of language in front of each other, in front of their kids, what are you teaching the next generation? Why is it okay for a man to speak to his wife or his woman in such a way, period, in front of the kids, not in front of the kids? I'm just trying to understand why that language is okay.
Because it's the same woman that's either with her husband and holding her dear sweet child, or the single mother holding her dear sweet child, that will either pick up that fucking phone or get in the bathroom and take some nude photos of her titties and her ass and say, I miss the dick. I miss you fucking me. Or
what does that got to do with what I just asked?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about it. I mean, you should know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not a good guy. I told you, I'm not a good guy. I speak for men. I only speak for men that are successful.
So do men speak to their women like that?
Okay. A man does not put his hands on a woman, nor does a man need to raise his voice at a woman.
I agree.
Because a woman will know from thy gift. I need to find it. Wait, let me find what I got.
But I want you to answer the question I asked. You're talking about physical abuse. I'm talking about the verbal abuse.
Oh, you mean,
That's verbal abuse.
What about the joking? Man, bitch, shut the hell up, bitch. You crazy, bitch. You mean that like that or just like, shut your ass up, bitch? Like, which one are we talking? Joking around or being, like, serious?
Well, I'm not talking about joking around.
Okay, so being serious.
Okay, and in all seriousness, I don't curse at my husband. And in all seriousness, he's not cursing at me. When we're joking around, we say little silly things to each other. But in all seriousness, when we're angry or when emotions are high or whatever the case may be, we're not cussing at each other.
Dude, Mathis.
And I know every relationship is different, but I'm trying to understand the relationship
Mathis.
Where a man, like he just sat there and said in his comment that it's okay and I shouldn't feel offended, but I feel offended because I have masculine energy I take offense to. But because I got frustrated, annoyed, whatever the case may be, at the very thought of a man, my man, saying shut the fuck up.
All right, okay, real quick. Mathis, if your dumb motherfucking ass is listening to me, bitch, already answered the fucking question early on. I said a man should not say that shit to a woman, you dumb fuck. So if you got a fucking question.
Why you
got to
be a dumb fuck?
Because he sound like.
He
sound like one of those guys that just want to kiss your ass and get you to like him type shit. Motherfucker, I told you. How many times I tell you ain't supposed to raise your voice at a fucking woman? God damn it. And I say I talk to him, I wouldn't be talking to women like that because I just walk away from the women. But some of these dumb motherfuckers need to be talked to a certain way. But you know what? You don't need to talk to a woman that way. You just walk away from her and get
the
next.
See, women be hungry.
Oh my Jesus Christ! But what I'm saying,
I went and got a whole damn.
Hey, Mathis.
She didn't get some crackers or something to stack on. She went and got a whole ass sandwich.
Here's the power, Mathis. I got the power. So you open your fucking mouth again like a bitch, I'm just going to cut you off and move you the fuck on. So either shut your goddamn mouth and listen and ask proper questions or take your goddamn ass somewhere else. See that? See that, Kay? That's how men talk to other men. But we don't talk that way to women. We say, look, get the fuck out. can we say get the fuck out without yelling? We can say it without yelling.
Your woman needs to know you can take it there and you ain't to be fucked with. Wow. I feel like if you have established yourself as the alpha male in the relationship, you never have to take it there.
Well, okay. You want to know why it gets taken there? And I will blame the women for this. Hey, you know what? God damn it. I really can't blame you for this. You know what? I want to blame you for this. But I can't
be in control of yourself.
Well, no, I can't blame you for this, but I got to go back to the cakes like that, you know, that you hang out with, them cupcakes.
Stop talking about them. We're talking about within the relationship. We're not talking about friends. We're talking about within a relationship. So let's stop talking about the male friends. Let's focus on relationships between two consenting adults, male, female, male, male, female, female, whatever the mix up is. Two people in a relationship. We're not talking about the friends.
I was just explaining where it comes from. But
No. We're talking about within the relationship. That has nothing to do with the friends.
The problem is there shouldn't be even a relationship. That's the whole fucking problem, Kay. These fucking women are so goddamn desperate, they will take anything that they call my man. They don't lift up the hood and take time to learn all that stuff. So they will accept what they get. Because you know why? Because here's the truth. A real man is not going to mess with high-hanging, middle-hanging, or low-hanging fruit kind of woman that has a bunch of guy friends. She's putting her fucking business on the street, and all she's doing is looking for likes, looking for Botox, or looking for some plastic surgery. They are not worthy of us. They will get fucked all the time.
What does that got to do with the question?
Well, because it goes into the question. This is where there should not be. You're looking at the end result.
Okay, let's take all the male friends out. Okay, there's no male friends. Why is he saying shut the fuck up? Answer that question.
Wait, she doesn't have male friends and he's saying shut the fuck up?
But I'm just asking. I'm trying to figure out whatever you're trying to get to. What is the point you're trying to make? Because you're all over the place.
The point I'm trying to make, Kay, is these women are dealing in relationships with other women who pretend to be men. That's the problem. You're dealing with someone who's just as emotional as you. And they got a lot of feminine energy inside of themselves. And they cannot control that feminine
energy.
So
men aren't allowed to have emotions?
Well, what the fuck is this? Yeah. You know what?
Men don't have emotions?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my football team won Sunday. Man, that was very emotional.
See,
man,
that's
that
the most
great.
Shallow
no.
stuff. You got to get deeper in life than that. You're scratching the surface on stuff. All you care about is your team and stuff like that. You don't care about life. You don't get emotional in reference to your relationship.
See,
you don't get emotional in reference to your kids.
So you want us to cry? That's what y'all women want.
I'm not talking about crying. You're talking about giving a fuck about something other than superficial shit.
We give a fuck about what we give a fuck, and you just got to accept what we give a fuck about.
Okay.
I mean, that's just how it is. See, when y'all
I'm still trying to figure out if you are an alpha male, if you are a true alpha man, okay, why is it that you ever have to go there? Where you got to cuss at your woman, where you got to be disrespectful, you got to put her in her place, because if you're a true alpha male, she's already in her place.
Alpha males don't do, I keep trying to tell you, real men don't do that.
But you justified it at the same time earlier.
How did I justify it?
You didn't say.
No, tell me, how I justify it? I didn't say they should. I said when they
you
do.
Said, I understand what he's saying,
I do understand what he's saying.
He said some old bitch-ass stuff.
No,
that's what he said.
For him.
Only a bitch-ass man ever feels the need to speak to a woman like that unless she's talking like that too. If she's talking crazy, then, you know, it's no holds barred at that point. But if she's not talking crazy, then I don't understand why any man would feel the need to come at her like
but
that.
But that's the whole problem if we keep going backwards, is her thinking that she could talk to him any old kind of way before he
no but that's not what he was saying though. What the caller was saying, literally, he said that's how he talks, so you know she basically gotta get with the program. He's not gonna change his language for her.
Okay.
So if he says shut the fuck up on a regular basis, then she needs to shut the fuck up and keep it pushing.
Okay, I can tell you I'm gonna tell you why I agree with him. Okay. If that's his standard, the standard is never going to change, okay? So that means...
Then she's the fool for being with him.
There you go.
I got you. I agree with you on that.
So
but he's still a punk ass for thinking it's okay to talk to women like that.
Wait.
I said, if you can call Mathis a bitch, then I can call him a punk ass.
I call Mathis a bitch. I have reason. You're judging. I call that motherfucking stuff for a reason. You're judging him for
who he asked
is.
A simple question.
No, he
why
no,
you were
he
dodging,
ma- he ma- he
and
no.
you went off
no,
on him.
No, I was never.
You ripped him a new asshole.
If he was paying attention, I answered the question early on. I answered the question already.
Well, he may not have been here the whole time.
Listen, here's the thing. As men, if that man wants to cuss out a woman because that's how he feels, okay, a woman is going to make the choice. I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it. But you know why they're going to do it more times than not? Because of fucking loneliness. They know that guys like that, just because you don't find it is you find it disrespectful. I'm not here to argue that. A lot of women find that shit sexy. A lot of women find that shit attractive. A lot of women get turned on by that. And I don't know. It's not me to determine why that is, but a majority of these women right now are getting fucked and being tossed aside, and they know they're going to come back for more, regardless of how good you wanted to make them feel, and how, not UK, but how good when they go on the internet and they look at those motivation videos of how special they are and all that other shit, they still going to go back to the source, because that's just what it is. It's just what it is. I don't make the rules up, Kay. Come on. You know, and they're not low-hanging fruit, Kay. That's so mean. They're not low-hanging fruit. They're just women that want some dick, and they just want to feel like a woman.
And y'all, oh, my God.
I'm not knocking women that go after what they want. If that's all they want, then that's all they want.
But they cover it. Okay. But the problem is they cover it up in the lie.
Lonely people put up with crap. That's what Vegas said, and that's so true.
Wait, who puts up with crap?
Lonely people. That's what Vegas says. Lonely people put up with crap.
What do you think you women are that ain't got no man? What do you think?
I mean, I'm lonely, but I ain't put up with no food.
Oh, my God. I'm not talking about I'm leaving you out of this shit.
I'm just making it clear. I ain't put up with no... But I am thirsty, though.
Come on, Kay.
I'm very conflicted.
What I'm saying is this. I'm not here to judge you ladies because you're lonely. You just got to accept why you're lonely. You're lonely because you're getting the wrong fucking information. If you just do what Uncle Steve is telling you, ladies.
Sorry, what is it?
Crack them legs open. Crack them legs open. Crack them legs open. Get them miles. Let that odometer keep running.
No.
So what's your advice to women?
Collect them miles.
What's your advice to women, Steve? What's your advice?
Now, it's in case being a dick.
Just shoot for the guy's name, Steve, so we can count one Steve.
I can tell the ladies to get some. I can tell the ladies get some bubble gum to chew to get your jaw together. I'm not gonna say that though. I'm saying, how many of you ladies actually know men? You don't even know what you want. I'm not talking to you, T.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How many of you ladies?
I'm not a lady.
How many of you women or feminine women or whatever the fuck you, how many of you actually know men? You don't know shit about men. You don't
that's
know
true.
What they like. You
that's
don't know
true.
What they want. You don't even take.
I mean, but that's not the premise. That doesn't matter.
Oh,
what they like, what
I
they want. Yeah,
real
I mean.
Man. I know real men.
I mean, you got to know the basics first.
I
we
know
start talking
real
about.
Men.
I'm
we have
trying,
to build up to that.
But I'm trying.
But just knowing, but knowing the nature of a man, that's the problem. Women do not understand that y'all men are not playing with us. Y'all are not playing with us at all. And women, we need to understand that first and foremost.
I'm trying to. Guide these ladies, if you allow me to explain.
Okay,
why
yes,
they
sir.
Are
my
with,
bad.
Yeah, hey, it's okay. It's you're a woman. It's okay. No, not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As I was fucking saying, this is the last time you fucking women went in the bookstore, past the romantics fucking section, rolled your ass into the sci-fi or the comic book. See, y'all women want to say, oh, you're so immature if you're watching those anime things and those you're so mature if you're playing video games and you're so mature. All you do is watch sports. And when's the last time you ladies got off your lazy ass and learned what men like?
But, you know, I'll give you that point. A woman did go to one of those anime convention things, and she got her a good rich husband from there.
I'm saying, when's the last time the lady
said,
the
problem, he had money. Is the problem.
Fuck listening to my friends. You know what? I'm going to go out and do what I need to do to get a man for myself. A lot of y'all guys listen to your lonely-ass single friends give you lonely-ass single information. You want to know why? Because you don't want to hear the truth. And the truth is, I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't make the rules up. But if you want these men today, you better goddamn buy them a drink. You better buy them a drink with a smile. You better take them out to dinner with a smile. You are totally different from all these other women. Because I bet you, if you do that shit, ladies, Ladies.
Not going to do it.
Ladies.
I mean,
ladies.
But Steve, women eventually do that anyway. We're the ones that end up taking a relationship over and buying stuff for y'all and stuff. And that is
I'm
the
not,
problem. I mean, y'all don't appreciate
I'm
it. And, I mean, guys, put in the chat. Do y'all appreciate when a woman starts tricking off on y'all before y'all even start to do anything for her? Do y'all respect that? And do y'all find that
no,
kind of woman you want to be with?
They do the same thing women do when dudes come out their pocket spending stupid money on them. They go run and brag to their friends that they're
right.
But I want to
see what the chat say. Number one, if y'all appreciate it. Two, if y'all don't. Because I know y'all cannot appreciate that. Y'all don't.
Wait.
From all the things I've seen, men,
wait.
Like you said,
so
Jay,
y'all
start talking smack.
Y'all
start making jokes.
You're telling me a man won't
y'all
appreciate.
Y'all start showing off the crap y'all got.
So you're telling me a man won't appreciate a woman that says, you know what, baby? Hey, baby, you know what? Like stay out of this, Kay. Hey, you know what? Hey. I just saw the new Spider-Man came out, and baby, don't worry about it. I got us two front row tickets, or I got good seats for that.
Front row.
No, front row.
I'm about
back
to say, who's sitting
back,
in the front?
Yeah, there ain't nobody sitting in the back. I'm sorry. Back row tickets. Or,
now, that's a man that's yours. Hold on. Is that a man that's yours, or that's a man you just needing?
You're in competition with all the other women. You got to stand up.
I didn't ask you that. Is that a man you just meeting, or
no,
is that a man
basically, it's
you?
Not. It's not your man.
It's
because you're
man.
In competition. If it was your man, you wouldn't be in competition.
Right.
Well, according
man,
to them, we always
win.
Will be in competition if you're not married.
So
technically,
what,
right?
What I'm saying is, where, like old boy, Big Daddy, where's the fucking effort? Listen, I'm just saying, ladies, I know it, ladies, try it. I promise you. You and
hold on, hold on, Steve. So you're telling me a single woman that desperately wants a guy, right?
Desperately.
So you tell her,
yes.
Yeah, desperately so. So
yes.
I meet him.
Yes.
We talk on the phone.
Yes.
We haven't gone out or anything. Spider-Man comes out.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, I mean, you haven't asked me to go out with you. You're not spending any money. But I have these two great seats at the movie for Spider-Man. Is that what you're saying? And that's supposed to put me in a special box.
Let me explain to you because you'll see from the other side. You know what he's going to do? First.
He's gonna take the tickets. He's going to smash me. And then he's going to ask
no,
me.
No, no, no.
He's going to get the movie and the ass.
He's going to say, holy shit. What? You did that for me. God, I didn't even ask. Whoa, you know what he's going to do? See, the validation, lady.
Yo, check out this dumb bitch. She done bought me tickets.
No.
I didn't even give her the dick yet.
Hold on.
She's mad.
I love you, Mathis. Hold on. Mathis.
How am I going to get these tickets from her and take my other bitch
wait,
out?
Wait, no.
Okay,
I'm trying to show
you.
Wait,
just
ladies.
Give me the tickets.
Ladies.
Or she planning to go with me.
Ladies.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies,
that part right there. That's what y'all would do.
Ladies.
That's exactly what y'all would do. How to hustle those tickets from her and do it.
Ladies.
But you know the other one's my favorite, Steve.
I wish.
You know
all right.
My favorite.
Lady, listen. What I'm saying is, what y'all understand is, the validation does not come from the man. The validation comes from his fucking boys. That's what you don't want to see. When he goes to his boys.
Well, we
says,
know what happened. We already told you what happened.
No, no, no.
Going
no,
bad
no,
on
no,
it.
No, no,
no.
No.
He
goes, no.
This
he
got
listen.
Me tickets to see
no,
that show, man.
No, no, no. No, this is how it's going to go. Hey, what's going on? You know, I fucked this one. I smashed that one. This one wanted to suck my dick. The same guy said, oh, yeah. I forgot. Hey, yo, Pete Game. Old girl just
old
bought
girl.
Me. Tickets to see Spider. And you know what the friends will be like? Damn, yo, man.
And he's the old girl.
Right, wait. But no, she's going to be seen in a different light because the validation from his boy. His boys, we all know good ones from bad ones. And when the ones that come out, or that, oh, you won't believe it. I was at Starbucks. You know what? Old girl off me. Yeah, I was talking to her, and she bought my drink. Oh, damn, dog. Okay, Wes, what's up? You see that? There's a difference.
And I got my coffee, and I put some sugar cream in that bitch, and that was out.
No, I'm just y'all don't see that shit. I'm telling you,
stupid.
I'm telling you,
I was out of there. I didn't want that business.
No, ladies, I'm trying to tell you, man.
What you think I was gonna take out after that? Shit. I mean, I hit, but
listen, like coach is saying, what I'm saying is, is that what you're doing is you're taking the knee and you're kissing the ring. And when you take the knee, that means I sub-fucking-mit. That means I am not trying to run you. I am not trying to do anything but submit to you, oh great one, oh great one. I
even though he have been proven not a doggone thing why he is worth submitting to. That's what I'm just trying to say.
Yes.
So, look, so a woman's supposed to just submit to a man because
every dude that she roll up on, basically.
Well, no, not every dude. You got to be smart about this because if the guy comes to you like, hey, you know what? Let's be friends and let's just talk.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
Hey, run! Don't give him shit. If that motherfucker tells you that, you know what, I want to be your friend, run from that motherfucker. Do not buy him shit. If he's like, hey, you know what, I was thinking maybe we can go to a very expensive restaurant.
Why he got to have a list?
Because
what?
That motherfucker is like, goddamn,
why he got to sound like this?
You what the guy's saying to you, you ain't special. That's the one you do.
No, I really don't want that. That really don't turn me on.
No, you want that.
It really don't, Steve. It honestly don't turn me on at all.
Ladies, hold on.
I want someone at least attempt to suit my head up that I am special. Like, dang. I mean, you want to come out the gate? Let me know I'm special to you? Come on.
Ladies.
I mean, do women really fall up, Steve? Do women are really falling for this? Are women really going for that? They really go for you ain't special. Are you serious?
Ladies,
the low-hanging fruit that's already insecure?
Ladies,
yes, they love that.
Ladies,
you got the dragon.
Ladies,
you got the dragon
in the number.
Ladies, the same girl.
How
same
are you
going
to make yourself special to me?
Well, wait, the same woman. Wait, there's a bigger picture that she sees in the DNA. She sees that, you know what, my offspring are going to be motherfuckers that won't be bullied. They're going to be motherfuckers that's going to be able to hold their own weight in school.
You offering to be a baby daddy?
No, ain't no baby daddies. No one.
It's an illusion.
It's nature.
It's
nature of, you know what? This is a dominant man. This is someone, if I give him an offspring, my kids are going to be just as goddamn dominant versus, you know, let's go out sometime. And then you had a little snot-nosed kid that get punked and pushed around and shit. Y'all be fucking the wrong guys. You need to fuck the dominant guys. The guys that say you ain't special. The guys that come off. No, those are the ones you want. Because
why is that? What's
the appeal?
Because they're the dominant ones. They're the top of the fucking food chain.
So they can't be dominant and kind and uplift.
No, dominant and asshole go hand in hand.
Steve is describing
a submissive white woman.
No, I'm not making this about race. There are submissive black and Asian and Pakistan and Afghan women and Japanese women. There are tons of submissive.
Black women, we don't come off as the typical submissive, but putting up all that bullshit is definitely submissive.
I don't give a fuck what you come off as. If you want a man to marry you and give you – listen. Ladies, y'all got a choice. Ladies, what I'm about to say, ladies, please don't be hurt. Please don't be hurt by what I'm saying about to say now. Because I love the kids, but I'm surprised
they're gonna be deep.
Okay, that's just what I mean. You gotta ask yourself a question. Do you want a woman with a kid born out of a fuck where he's not gonna be around, or do you want kids made out of love where he loves you and he loves the kids and he's gonna hang around, he's gonna throw the ball with little Timmy or little Day Day? Oh, he gonna go.
So who is that guy? I'm confused.
That's the top guy, the alpha one you're submitting to. You're
the
kissing
one
the ring.
Treat us like crap?
No, he's not treat. That's love. It's
and
not.
Tell us we're not special.
No,
that one?
That's the crap. The same guy that's telling you he's gonna get some chloroform and put that shit in a towel. He be and tie your ass up. You don't want. See, you don't run away from the guy that tells you you're special. He doesn't even know you, but he's telling you you're special. Come on, ladies, think. He's saying
okay, but
special.
The other one don't have to tell us we're not special
no,
either, though.
He
just shut the hell up and
you
like just,
go for the man
no,
that tells us we're not special.
You're not special until you prove you're special.
Well, duh.
But that's the point. If you're talking to someone that automatically says you're special, run.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's not what you said before. You didn't clarify all of that. You just said the guy that tells you you're special, run from him. You didn't say the guy that tells you you're special in the moment he meets you is the one you need to run from. There's a difference there.
Right, yes.
You need to use all your words.
Black women are, yeah, I will. Black women, yes, that's true. Black women are always true. What I am saying is this. Once you realize you are messing with the top dog, bring him the fruit to his throne. Roll the fruit at his feet and say, I submit to you. Oh, great. Wait, oh, God damn it. I'm sorry. You know, ladies, you know what I'm about to do now.
No.
Come on. No, we got to do it. No, come on. Come on, ladies. Put your hand on your heart. Come on, we got to do it.
Oh, boy, bye. No.
We got to do it one time. Come on.
No. Hell no. Never.
Some of these ladies need this, man.
They don't. No, ladies, this is not a part of the marriage brokerage firm ideation.
Ladies,
whatever our name is going to be, we are not a part of this.
Ladies, this.
Can I just say there's a comment Coach Brody made that I actually agree with?
What did Brody say?
Says black women are just as submissive as everyone else.
Right.
Black women just typically aren't raised around or conditioned enough to learn to pretend to be submissive for a provider.
I'm not knocking. Listen, this is for every woman. I don't care what race you are. I'm saying that once you pledge your allegiance to that man and realize he's your leader.
When he shows that he deserves his
Steve. I'm just
every
saying.
Man is not. A king.
I didn't say every man's a king. Most of the guys y'all hang out with are not actually
First
men.
First of all, stop talking about my male friends. Okay, we're talking about mates. We're not talking about friends. We're talking about
my male friends. I don't care.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about mates.
If any guy cupcakes you and puts you on a pedestal, run. If he puts you on a pedestal.
Even after I deserve the pedestal, even after I've shown how awesome I am. I mean, just from watching this live, they know I should be on a pedestal. Put a one in the chat if you believe me.
Ladies.
They hate us. What are you talking about? This chat room hates us. What do you mean?
No, they're trying to.
Okay,
ladies.
Y'all put a one in the chat if y'all believe I should be on a pedestal. Put a zero.
You set yourself up a failure. They don't like us.
Ladies, all you ladies out there today, I implore all ladies, listen. Tomorrow, find out the newest video game that's coming out. Find out about his favorite football team.
Nathan Noble said, women want dominant men, but they're afraid of them because they're used to dealing with the bare minimum. I agree with that too.
And you know,
we want a dominant man. We want a man to dominate us.
Right.
Yes.
But every man isn't capable of that.
Right.
And, you know, so we can't submit or be submissive to a non-dominant male.
Right. That's why you
got to
cut that.
Okay. We get that.
Cut that cupcake off. Cut him off. Because all he's doing is trying. He's lying to you. He's trying to be your friend. He cares about what you're saying. He's lying to you. Cut that motherfucker off. Yo, don't give him any of your time. Don't give him any of your attention. Cut him off. But when you find that guy that tells you you ain't special, you ain't important, oh, man, that's the one that's going to give you somebody's going to give you some kids that, guess what? They're going to be the kids that all the parents going to walk up to you and say, God, I didn't know your
Steve, you
keep
talking about kids.
Player.
You want to give me a baby?
No, I didn't know
your baby.
I didn't know
you want
your
a baby
kid.
With me?
I didn't know your kid was a star quarterback, or I didn't know he was a star wide receiver.
Like,
wow, your kid is popular.
I think he want to make a baby with
no,
me.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying
to get that sticky feeling.
No, I'm trying to tell you. I know.
Getting that sticky feeling.
I know women don't want to hear this. I know women don't want to hear this. I know. Let me tell you. Hold on, ladies. Let me
you
lie to
you. Keep saying it, but where is it? Spit it out.
Well, I'm trying to. You got to keep saying it because women, you know, you got to get peeled through the level of emotions, self hate, insecurity. So you got to keep digging and digging because you can't just say it one time because their emotion gonna be like, he's just so misogynistic and I'm on my period and I can't believe that Victor said this to Jack and we ain't
talking. Victor said this to Jack.
I'm just saying to you women, stop trusting the nice guys. trust the assholes. Because the assholes.
Jeremy Rawls said men reward good behavior for women.
Yes.
That is so not
Jeremy,
true.
Yes.
Rewarded with bad, with
Jeremy,
bad behavior.
Yes. Yes.
No, that's not true.
Carrie Suntag said black women don't give head. Bullshit.
No, no, yes they
I
do.
I teach
black women
how to give head.
Hey,
so
hey, guys,
I know that's a lie.
Guys, black women will lick anal sex. They'll swallow in the face. All listen, guys, y'all getting it wrong. All women will. Stop trying to push. Stop trying to say black women won't. It's just they won't.
So
you
clutching your pearls.
It's just,
yeah, like
it's just they won't with you. Yeah, I'm just saying. All women will. All women got freak in them, guys. It's just they won't.
I don't do none of that. That stuff is nasty.
When they with the dominant guys, they gonna do it. They do all that nasty shit and porn that you like. But when they with you average motherfuckers, they gonna be like, you know what? You gotta take me to 5 dinners just to get a hug, because I'm not that kind of woman. I have morals and I have values, and I don't believe in having sex with someone. Man, get the fuck out with that bullshit. Ladies, cut that guy off.
Well, hold on. Carrie also said black men don't eat women out.
Wait.
Okay, Carrie. I need you to stop talking to the black people you've been talking to.
Yeah,
I know, right?
I know a lot of brothers that eat a lot of pussy, dog. They eat pussy, lick ass, and all that shit. I don't mean that I'm condoning that shit. I'm just saying that y'all got, you remember, guys, y'all are the percentage of motherfuckers you hang out with. So if you hanging out with losers, losers don't talk loser shit. They're motherfuckers doing some nasty shit. But when did black women not be nasty? They are just as nasty as every woman out there. It's just, unfortunately, they're just not nasty to some of you guys. So some of you guys feel some kind of way about them. But, hey, they do have attitudes, but there are other women in other races that have attitudes too. But you know how you squash that attitude? By being a motherfucking man. You'll squash that shit really fast. And ladies, when you get that man, that's when you submit. Buy him a drink. Don't listen to these ladies right here. I'm going to say real quick. Buy him
no.
a drink. Buy him a drink. Take him out to
Black
dinner, ladies.
Black Nomad.
Take him out.
After that burger you were eating, yeah, I feel like I want to put you on the pedestal.
Listen, she made me hungry, man. She had me stressed.
Man,
I can front for you.
I'm just saying. Ladies, come on. Why do you have guy friends? You want to know why you have guy friends? They're not attractive. They're boring. They can't do nothing for you but what, drive you around?
I mean, I do feel there is such a thing as a good guy that is fun as well. I mean, I used to believe that only the bad boys are the fun. But that gets old. Everything gets old. Good guys get old. Terrible guys get old. But which would you prefer? You know, you have to pick one. And, you know, going through all that drama with y'all is not what it is.
What drama?
It is really
wait, there ain't no drama when you just know where you at. There ain't no drama when he tells
listen,
you all we
Steve,
doing.
Listen, Steve, ain't no woman trying to submit to no bunch of don'ts. Okay?
What do you mean?
Women want to grow and expand.
You can
okay?
grow and expand.
And being with a man that will tell you that you ain't shit and blah, blah, blah. There ain't no growth in that.
I never said the guy's telling you ain't shit.
Okay, well,
he's
that you're,
saying
not,
you're
special.
Not special.
That's,
right.
that's what I
that's
hear.
Different. No, he's just saying that, look, I know you're insecure. I know you hate yourself.
So you would actually go to a woman and say, I know you're insecure.
No,
I know
you
hate yourself.
It's the unwritten rule. Just like the unwritten rule you women know when you're dealing with a bitch or a cupcake. You know you can take advantage of him. We know that the majority of women out here are insecure as fuck. All the shit that they cake on their body and put on their body is to make them feel good. For what?
You know, Oaktown Finest asked a really good question. I want to know, too, where are the women that's going to make me dinner on a first date? Yeah, where are these women?
I'm not bringing you to my house on a first date.
No. I don't think a woman should. No. I never said a woman, never, ladies, never bring a guy